This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now, we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Once again, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another Hot to Death show. It's your man, DJ Big Stu, in the building. You know how I always do on Thursday nights, play the best and the hottest of the up-and-coming new cats, you know what I'm saying? This is called the Underground Showcase. This is where I play music from a lot of cats in the hood, a lot of dudes that I know in my neighborhood, you know, or in any neighborhood, but a lot of cats in my neighborhood run up to me and be like, yo, you know, why don't you give us a segment for the brothers that's new, that's trying to get on and try to do their thing. So, you know, that's why I got this segment every Thursday. It's called a Thursday night. It's the Underground Showcase with DJ Big Stu. It's when I play a lot of joints from the hood, a lot of joints from all over. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what I'm here to do today. Once again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? We always are very happy when people tune in to, you know, to BeefStewRadio.com, because we are new. We are trying to do a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? We on Wednesday nights, you know, we adding on the Taste of Hip Hop Cooking, you know, so you get to see them on Wednesday nights again, once again, at 11 p.m. For 11 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. And that's going to be real hot. Miss K. Nicole, ladies' night, she's doing her thing, you know, so you'll be able to see her, you know, at 11 p.m. too. So also for now. So we're doing our thing here at Beef Stew Radio. The family is branching off. We're getting real big. The family is, you know, we're just trying to do what we do. So, you know, let's take this time and get into the first segment of music, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to jump into this first set, man, and I'm going to get back. Maybe I might have a special guest when I come back. Maybe I might not, you know. It depends on how I'm feeling, you know what I'm saying? But once again, it's your man, DJ Big Stu. I'm in the building. Let's rock. New McGruff. Shout out to Harlem World.
Yeah, clap dudes for real. Y'all don't want to fuck around. I'm the chess master. These boys is pawns. I'm the king, man. My nigga is gone. Oh, my nigga is gone. I ain't worried about you doing me harm. Somebody you never seen gon' walk up calm in your ass. Till you drop, pass out. Leave you on the floor all stiff. Man, shout. When the war's on, even my it back out. I'ma burn out the Gucci bag. Turn you into sushi bag. And now I'm back down from gunplay. God, learn how to kill at a very young age. Put in vicious work that'll make the front page. Pump gauge, leave your body shaking on the pavement. Gasping for breath, 5 minutes to death. Mind be on my hip and I'm riding for my set. Yeah, everyday life living. Rise to the top, shine like that ice glisten. Days of our lives, take a walk with us. Walk with us, some sisters can't talk to us. Hustle's cold, everyday life living. Rise to the top, shine like that ice glisten. Days of our lives, take a walk with us. Talk with us, the sisters can't talk to us. Hustle's cold.
I'm destined to shine, I'm just for flat. Trying to handle me a beer, permanent nap. And trying to bring this new movement to rap. If I don't, you go beat on Bobby tonight. You can make a star, Father Billings, Montana, overtoting big hammers. Getting money like a 1980s Coke scrambler. Jacking chips like a Trunkantino top gambler. Quick to run up on you with the red bandana. Love respect, looking better, my your man is all in vain. I got no love for your nana. Or drop, homie, that ass all she wrote. I lit shots, I hope you wise, looking to give up the coat. Who clapped you broad day like the gun game six? And Gia got the bees up, Swiss cheese in your clip. I got your host a ransom. Got money on my mind, so you know the anthem. LCN
in everyday life living. Rise to the top, shine like that ice glisten. Days of our lives, take a walk with us. Lost with us, some sisters can't talk to us. Hustle's cold, everyday life living. Rise to the top, shine like that ice glisten. Days of our lives, take a walk with us. Lost with us, some sisters can't talk to us. Hustle's cold.
Exclusive. Give it to you niggas, understand it, understand it. I'm Shreveport, West Side, Pines Road, Daddy, I'm the coolest motherfucker on the planet. I'm Indo, I'm Kush, I'm Arizona, Green Craig, baby, I'm some A1 Reggie Miller, Reggie Miller. Hey, I'm a preppy boy, thinking like Polo, getting bloody, and my niggas just some mug, killers, looking. What's up, bang out, I hang out with the wang out, or rock out with the, I'ma turn your block out, she on the floor jigging since she made that pop out, try to tell them boys it's gonna be a knockout, hey, we'll get it, they ain't wanna tell them, cause I run that post city, oh, and my loser and I fit it. I'ma shoot it at her. I'm just trying to make the beat get it. Oh, man, need me a beat. Down with me, the wall sweet. With my money looking funny. The paper getting low. And my package ain't coming no more. Hey, we a rat girl. It ain't just you. Know how to take that. Talk about 1-5. 10-40. 100 bills.
Go ahead. Rock out with your cock. I'm Hurricane Chris, I like to rock out with my Glock out, and not somebody top out. I'm kicking it with K-Pistol and he from the west side. I'm a cedar grown.
Get him up.
Pop a bean. Who got the juice? Pull me up a deuce. Don't be acting brand new.
I'm 5150. Cigarella full of ticket. Looking for a ratchet that's good and cooked chicken.
She hopped up on the pole and they got to throwing money. But we shut down when we start throwing 100.
50s and 20s and 5s and 10s. Lead a club like... Get in.
Yeah. I got a couple of freaks in my whip and I take it to the room and make them trip.
Yeah, I got her own money, man. Look at her, she a gangster. I need me a ratchet who know how to take her. While I drive, I can't even see what lane I'm in.
Oh, man, need me a beer. Down with me, the wall sweet. With my money looking funny. The paper getting low. My package ain't coming no more. Hey, need a ratchet girl. It ain't just you. Know how to take it. Go get it for the paper. I get all in her nose like I was Big Paper. Fucking with her brain. I make her feel fly. Then I shoot her with my meat pistol. Trouble, trouble, dog. KP, cuz, beef. Orangutan. Beefing with them boys. It ain't a mug bang to me. Got that cream burl with maple bang to me. I'ma eat up anything them new brain to me. Always gotta break a door. They watch me break a pee up. Bad me some water so we can cook a key up. Bars off the block. Window hitting the T up when it's war time. Know your boy gon' tee up. Fresh like a baby, then SME house. 318 the mob, welcome to the south. Just stop looking in my loser and I fit it. I'ma shoot it at her, I'm just trying to make the beat. Oh man, need me a beer. Down with me, the wall sweet. With my money looking funny. The paper getting low. My package ain't coming no more.
Not a rapper, please don't confuse me. No limitation, my life a movie. No gravitation, rappers don't move me. Throw them shades on, then I'm gone, it's a doom.
I'ma do what I gotta, you can't do me nada. Chala de mi cara,
blacka, blacka.
I'ma do what I gotta, you can't do me nada. Chala de mi cara,
blacka, blacka.
I'ma do what I gotta, you can't do me nada. Chala de mi cara,
blacka, blacka.
I'ma do what I gotta, you can't do me nada. Chala de mi cara,
blacka.
Never was a quitter, yes, I'm a winner. Been through hell, that's why I love winning. Raised in a PJ, that's where I came from. Been going hard, ever since day one. Yes, use my mojo, training the in my dojo. Tell me what you want. Fast or that slow? Slow buck on the highway. Getting hit the shots. Fast like baby. Hey, day of Friday. Raised in the slums by the vultures and crumbs. Baby mama child support. All that is done. It's a new day. I'm affiliated now. Hot theft on Blu-ray at the center of the crowd. Always on my hood shit. Rolling up that good shit. Businessman attire like I wish you really would shit. Not the type of bullshit. Pardon all my regimen. Rebel gentleman. Tell a friend how we get it.
I'ma do what I gotta. You can't do me nada. Sala de mi cara.
Blaca, blaca.
I'ma do what I gotta. You can't do me nada. Sala de mi cara.
Blaca, blaca.
I'ma do what I gotta. You can't do me nada. Sala de mi cara.
Blaca, blaca.
I'ma do what I gotta. You can't do me nada. Sala de mi cara.
Blaca, blaca.
Said I'm feeling like a millionaire. Next stop, billionaire. Is no limit. Ceiling was never shared. Now I'm like everywhere. No looking back though. Hit hard, Bogart. Ground like a Bronco. All by my PI. Deep like GI. Definition of a rider. Look it up. GI. Me lie never. Me so clever. They so phony. I'm like whatever. All in together now. Tear the whole club up. Bottle after bottle. We pop till you throw up. I earned my stripe like CC. Believe me. Damn, it feel good to be. Be hot, be me, will be feeling it forever. Feel me, know that, hold that, I'm better than your ordinary, extraordinary, your favorite rapper. Damn right, I believe that I have to. Than your ordinary, extraordinary, your favorite rapper. Damn right, I believe that I have to.
Come and do what I gotta. You can't do me nada.
Yeah, that's my man Will Porter out of East Harlem doing his thing. Will Porter be doing it real, real big, you know. East Harlem have a lot of underground rappers, man. That's, you know, not even getting a shot, you know, and that's what I be trying to do a lot, you know, not just East Harlem or Brooklyn rappers, Bronx rappers. There's a lot of rappers out here, man, that really get a shot. So for you guys out there listening, Thursdays, this is when you can hit me up for the Thursday show. You can call me up and find out how you can get your team or yourself on an exclusive package. And the exclusive package, we be rocking you all day, you know. But this right here is Team Envy. We're going to get into this. It's a little hot joint right here. I like this.
Look out the window, what a beautiful view.
You.
If I could go back, not one thing would I
not
do.
Not one thing.
Any different. Pleasure, champagne, rosé, sister.
Let me touch you.
I'm waiting life in all I've witnessed. Cause now I got a dream that I made my vision. I'm living. Life should be living.
Them, deceitful them, did me wrong. I ain't tossing blame, but shame on them, I was strong. I ain't just have to make it out of there. Mama's prayers must have been answered because I'm still here. Meeting the fruits of my labor, made it off welfare. And I'm living life free of the worries. Hell yeah, my investments did me well. So I guess that it was worth it, throwing all of them pennies inside the wishing well. Now I'm living luxury rooms, pampered by the hour. View of the city landscape, blocked by the Eiffel Tower. Beauty filled, this beautiful. Who would have ever thought we get to see what this real money would do to you? No more summers fighting with ACs in them hoopties. Now my cheapest whip is only has built 2 seats. No roof and some tricky gears, but it's the Zembo. They make about 12 models a year. Me and Mav making bets that we couldn't afford before. Oh yeah, which reminds me, 6 digits on that game you lost. Hate to admit it, but we was destined to make it. That's the only way to explain how we made it. Our church touches my heart to watch the family and the mingling. Places they don't think we got business in. High Switzerland, please excuse the noise, but we ballin' now. Emphasis on the money, the bills talking now. Carpets imported from France, yeah, we bossin' now. Getting gifts the size of Lady Liberty, New York style. I couldn't ask for more, cause I got everything. It's the type of shit you only see in your dreams.
Had an undisclosed location with my favorite people. Had champagne pours over the brim, my toast to what we've been through. Bayshore basement, non-stop recording, dream chasing. No food, no heat, just a mic and a beat. And I swear I never change it, this what built a nigga. Homeless nights, ratting since the couches built your nigga. And it pushed the nigga.
around the clock. All this buzz you've ever heard in your life. We put it down, yeah, I'm certain we nice. Lost a few greatness, couldn't touch a soul. But our showmanship we gained, got our fans through applause. Yeah, touching the globe, picking spots, blindfolded. Hopping up that fly thing, fresh suit, balloonies folded. Scenic route, hate the back block. We in the back spot, dirt roads, Cuban cigars. I call it the black top. Yeah, hell no, my niggas there with me like the piss. Henny shots getting ripped, can you see me? Couldn't sat in earning. Many nights, no sleep, still my niggas don't sleep. Couldn't say I didn't earn it. Many nights, no sleep, still my niggas don't sleep. But that money looking sweet, it's a motion picture.
Team Envy out of Harlem. I like that joint. That joint is hot. I'm going to have Team Envy on the show and you know, in a little while. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have them out there. I want to give a shout-out to HipHop.com. They're in the building. Make sure you go check out HipHop.com. They be doing their thing a lot. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, I'll be going to HipHop.com. And, you know, they got a lot of things there if you're a real hip-hop head. They truly, truly represent hip-hop to the fullest. But right now, we're going to get into my man Marv Gotti and his crew, the Gotti Boys, M.O.G. But this is how the nine do.
But we still here, so we gotta keep it fresh form. True religion, polo, pulse over the chest form. Teflon, fuck with the hood, tough and distressed on. Stressed on, Henny by the gallon, money by the bankroll. Dogger like a dog, we still do it cause we say so. Fresh, yes, Linux the best, yes. OCN, write me now, I feel you the best sex. Money in the pocket, dog, get you the best sex. Home from a stretch, and I'm loving this shit, yes. Caddy CTS on the scene, what I'm hopping out. Henny in the hand, pockets looking all popping out. New York nigga, but it's known that he popping south. Never been a dance nigga, made a few, walk it out, talk it out. Swag do the talking, all I'm talking about. Grimy 9 on a QB, show what New York about.
York about. Pip on that scene, looking so clean, with a swag so mean. Couple stacks in the jeans, stay fresh.
Got it.
You know how the 9 do, popping bottles in the club, boom screaming. Pip on that scene, looking so clean, with swag so mean, couple stacks in the jeans, stay fresh. You know how to nine do, popping bottles in the club, go screaming.
I'ma show you how to do it, pay attention to the swag. All I do is swipe the card, tell them throw it in the bag. I'm eating good, lunch money on the feet, hit the dice game, blow the stunt money in the street. We step up on the scene, that's fucking with the bitches. They on the nigga back, cause they know a nigga shitting. No water, Rosé will be sipping. I'm a Gotti boy, y'all hear these gang different. Mean gang walk past, heading to the couch. I'm trying to get ahead of flip, I'm slipping where my mouth is. I brought the goons with me,
we ain't come to start trouble. Body watch the bottle, trying to make the bottle double.
I brought the goons with me, we ain't come to start trouble. Body watch the bottle, trying to make the bottle double.
I brought the goons with me, we ain't come to start trouble. Body watch the bottle, trying to make the bottle double. We pip on that scene, looking so clean, swag so mean. Couple stacks in the jeans, stay fresh. You know how the nine do, popping bottles in the club, boom screaming. With a pip on that scene, looking so clean, with a swag so mean. Couple stacks in the jeans, stay fresh.
Right.
You know how the nine do, popping bottles in the club, boom screaming.
No time for talking, rush me to the entrance. I can't buy the bar, I'm bagging business from a distance. Hoes wipe me down cause I own six figures. With the air I carry it, get secure these niggas. I don't shop, I shut it down with unlimited cards. I'm on that good fella shit with some 12 cars. I'm true to my religion, I hope you got your best on. Done, ain't been the same since we lost my nigga Teflon. So when we hit the club, you know we do it for him. Pass out the same night, wake up, do it again. We like to get them for they jewels, then we sell it back to them. Niggas be slipping, that's why they taking snaps from them. Order up the bottles and I'm pulling out bills. I take my chain to Mr. Freeze and tell him, put it on chill. Got whatever you need, I'm dedicated to money. You can find me on Lennox, the last block in the 20s.
Prepared for that scene, looking so clean, with a swag so mean. Couple stacks in the jeans, stay fresh. You know how the nine do, popping bottles in the club, boom screaming. Prepared for that scene, looking so clean, with a swag so mean. Couple stacks in the jeans, stay fresh. You know how the nine do, popping bottles in the club, boom screaming.
Yeah. That was my man, Marv Gotti, you know. Big shouts out to Marv Gotti. Big shout out to everybody on 129th Street. Big shouts out to Dame Grease and, you know, the whole Vacant Lot family, the Hot Ones. Everybody up there on the 129th Street side, 128th Street side over there. All the homies over there on Lenox, 5th, Madison. Big shouts out to my homie, little Steve Spliff. Steve Spliff used to be one of the talented MCs up there, you know what I'm saying? Used to hear him on old Showtime mixtapes. He used to go down real hard. A lot of y'all cast probably don't remember that, but Steve Spliff, he used to do his thing. Yeah, we back again. Once again, I want to tell y'all, it's Beef Stew Radio. I am your man, DJ Big Stew. I'll be here on the Underground Showcase every Thursday night at 10 p.m., you know? I remember I was talking to y'all last week about Tariq Brooks, the teacher. You know, a lot of people called in. Yeah, I found out his name. At the time, I didn't know his name, so his name was Tariq Brooks, the teacher who had allegedly he's for child pornography. He was caught up. First, he was caught with his own, you know, just watching child pornography, and that's how they caught him. That's how they got led on to him. Some way or another, they traced him back and seen that his computer was, you know, putting up child pornography. And then when they went back, you know, and looked into his computer, they actually found the picture of him, you know, beating a young, not even a, you know, a couple of pictures of him, a film, I think. I even think it was a video of him beating a young child, and he was butt naked, and the child was butt naked. So that's some deep stuff, you know. A lot of parents was expressing themselves on the internet, like, oh, man, I would have killed him, I would have did that, I would have did this. And it's mad crazy because we have these type of guys teaching our kids, you know. So it's what do you, it makes you wonder, like, what type of, you know, what type of qualifications do, you know, because this guy had a record before, so how did he get in? And, you know, he has done it in other schools. You know, somebody somewhere along the line swept it under the rug of this guy. And, you know, sometimes you can't sweep it under the rug. You got to do what's right, especially when there's kids involved, you know. There's things that you can sweep it under the rug, not to take, you know, to take a person's job and to mess up their livelihood. I do believe there are situations that you can say, all right, we can sweep this under the rug. But not when there's children and involved and touching children. And, you know, when it comes to that level of thing right there, I think everyone should be able to decipher, oh, you know, it's time for me to do the right thing. You know, that's just my opinion. You know what I mean? I mean, y'all can hit me up on Facebook and let me know what y'all want. I might even take a call or two. You know, I usually don't. You know, I usually say that for my man Kev, get his cook on, or for K Nicole, because they, you know, everybody like to call and talk to them. But, you know, for anybody that's out there really want to talk about this teacher, you know, you can call 914-338-1685. You know, I'll let you voice your opinion on today's show, 914-338-1685. And we'll definitely be talking about this crazy, sadistic teacher, you know. But getting back to the show, every part in the show now, you know, this show I mostly play all new and up-and-coming artists. But I also got a segment of the show where I featured an artist that did a lot for hip-hop. And, and we give them a little feature and play a little bit of segment of them. You know, today's, you know, featured artist segment, I want to play some of my man who made a whole movement. When he was in the game, he was the one rapper that took Harlem on the whole movement. And a lot of people don't like to, you know, admit it. There was so many people that was mad with him at one point for so many different reasons, so many different rumors hit the street, you know, when homeboy, when he left the game. But one thing we all got to remember, when he was in the game, he brought a lot of pizzazz, a lot of excitement, a lot of fun, you know, and brothers started really going back to getting fresh. You know, before in the rap game, before, you know, him and his man started doing their thing, and a couple other brothers down with their team started doing their thing, dressing really good. You know, a lot of rappers stopped dressing good. You know, back in the days, rappers used to dress good, but then rappers got to the point where it was about keeping it real. So it was the knapsack and the dreadlocks and the Timberland boots and the big baggy pants, and, you know, then it got the grungy look, then it got to the jersey, then it got to, you know, and it flipped around. But for a second, this brother and a couple other brothers in that clique, they had brothers wearing gaiters. They had brothers going back to wearing the suits and the top hats. They had brothers dressing real fresh, going back to wear, you know, wearing the flashy stuff like brothers used to wear when it was Dapper Dan. Today's featured artist is my man, Mace. Mace Murder, known on the mixtape circuit underground in Harlem. We're going to take a little roll with Mace, and we're going to be right back. Let's do it, y'all.
This is what I sound like after 5 years.
You back, kid?
Now why do I feel before 99 I was born again. 5 years later and I'm on again. Man, I think I'm born to win. Me broke, that's an oxymoron. Forget a bus, I bought a drop to tour on. G4 is what I saw on. You thinking I ain't hot, you're so wrong. Sorry for the prolong, but now life goes on. Long list of hits and it goes on. I wake up and I don't even feel like a star. And man, I'm getting a million a bar. Indeed, I need not take no lie. Man, y'all gonna make me cry. It's kinda angry when you hear me. Your head stand up. Been a change of plan, rip your old plan up. Instead of hating, help me lift the big man up.
Wait,
wait,
wait, wait.
Control and make me stretch, shake, let it go. Breathe, stretch, shake, let it go. Wait,
that's how I like this one. For real, bad boy.
Stretch, shake, let it go. Breathe, stretch, shake, let it go. Some days I make thousands, some days I make millions. Spend my day chilling, cool, some sway chilling. Everybody out there wanna know what Mace got. Way hot, great drop, made by Grey Yacht. And that's just the way it be. Favor, people wanna pay for me. When I'm in Mr. Childs, they wave the feet. And I don't chase money, man, money chase me. I give my wife things that she dreaming more. I give a little bit and she fiend for more. I'm back like Moses to bring the law. Brand new Saint Mason, mean below. I had bling before you ever seen it all. Fans from my brand to Singapore. And grown men beg me to bring them on tour. Even if they mean they gotta sleep on the floor. I used to be the guy stood next to Diddy, crucified for bringing sex in the city. Even though the girls think I'm extra pretty, I know I ain't got no extra with me. Oh, with a fist type flow, with a wrist like whoa. What if this might blow? Ain't no if I know. I'm the man to plan the way. This ain't my life, I'm the plan to pay. Put up a good fight, like it's Mandalay. Hate the game, but it made a man a man. Gone for a while, it's like I ran away. God time now, and I don't plan to play. I'm only here for the one thing you lack. And make DJ scratch his easy back. Kids in the hood shutter, it's a fact. It's a kid resurrected, it's
as
in the rap.
As we go, we
hold
up
with the shoulder. Make me man. Stretch, shake, let it go. Breathe, stretch, shake, let it go. Wait,
I want to see y'all out there.
Hold up
with
the shoulder.
Let's work now.
Man. Stretch, shake, let it go. Breathe, stretch, shake, let it go.
How would you handle it? Mace, what would you do?
I turn out all the hoes that's heterosexual. Smack and see the niggas right off the pedestal. I even look for my dad that I never knew. To show him how I look in my Beretta too. I do good shit like take kids from the ghetto. Show them what they can have if they never settle. Take every white kid from high class level. Show them what Christmas like growing up in the ghetto. Teach niggas how to spend, stash the rest. Give blunts to the niggas under massive stress. Give every bum on the street cash to invest. And hope Harlem World blow up, yeah, be my last request.
Yeah, if I had 24 hours to kick the bucket, fuck it, I'd probably eat some fried chicken and drink a Nantucket. Then go get a jar from Branson and make sure I leave my mother the money to take care of grandson. Load the 3-power, hop into Eddie Bauer and go give all 6 to that poppy that sold me flour. Get a fresh baldy, make a few calls, shop at the mall, shoot a little ball. Have all of my bitches in one telly at the same time, spread it out on different floors, and I'm gonna play lotto for what? Even though I ain't gonna be here tomorrow, so what?
You know, when I was close so to the ledge, I'll probably be in so the west so with this bad so Spanish what? Mommy playing between my legs. Then I'm off to get choked and smoke one of them dreads and get that bitch from 89 and gave us up to the feds. Thought a mama wrote her a note, we ain't close. I hate a boyfriend, so I put one in his throat. Fuck around and sniff an ounce of raw. Bust a four, four, pull out my dick and take a piss on the floor. Jump in the whip, get them cats I wanted to get. Since the tavern on the Green robbery in 86, went home, took a shower in ice cold water, and spent my last hours with my son and my daughter.
You had 24 hours to live, just think. Where would you go? What would you do? Who would you screw? And who would you want to notify? Or would your ass deny that your ass about to die? You had 24 hours to live, just think. Where would you go? What would you do? Who would you screw? And who would want to notify, or would your ass deny that your ass
hey yo, if I had 24, nigga gotta get the roll. Run all in, poppy spot, put one in his hand at the door. For the times that I paid for 20, and he gave me 12. The other 8 had to be baking soda by itself. So poppy, fuck you, you dead now, I'm off to the bank. With those bricks in the book bag and the stolen jag I just grabbed. Run in there, grab the bank teller with the pretty face. Fuck in the safe to have her take me to my place. We'll make a kid, but that's selfish and that'd be bad. For my son to have the same shit his pops just had. And when I'm down to 23, I'm a beast strapped with TNT. Run up in City Hall and take the judges with me.
24 hours to live, I'd probably die on the 5th. Running the station, squeezing the end. I'll be waiting to get the hell and bust down Satan. Styles on the shit and I got spots vacant. Back to the 24, I'll make it out the precinct. Shooting niggas that I hate and they face while they're eating. I'm on the job, robbing every so-called don. Give the money to my mom and tell her that I'm gone. I would school my little brother that niggas mean a mom. You should learn to tell a future without reading palms. When they coming with the bullets, you prepared with the bomb. So fuck being violent, get stocks and bonds.
24 left until my death. So I'm gonna waste a lot of lives, but I'll cherish every breath. I know exactly where I'm going, but I'ma send you there first. And with the shit that I'll be doing, I'ma send you there first. I've been living with a curse, and now it's all about to end. But before I go, say hello to my little friend. But I got to make it right, reconcile with my mother. Try to explain to my son, tell my girl I love her. She pour up under the coat, snatch up my dog. Turn like 3 villains on Wall Street into a fog. Out with a bang, you will remember my name. I wanted to live forever, but this wasn't fame.
If you had 24 hours to live, just think. Where would you go? What would you do? Who would you screw? And who would you want to notify? Or would your ass deny that your ass about to die? If you had 24 hours to live, just think. Where would you go? What would you do? Who would you screw? And who would you want to notify? Or would your ass deny that your ass about to die? If you had 24 hours to live, just think. Yeah. Where would you go?
On the hot track, melt like it's hot wax. Put it out, all the stores, bet you can shop that.
Right.
Leave a nigga with a hot hat, frontin' like Bad Boy ain't got track.
Nigga, stop that.
It's no guy slicker than this young fly nigga. Nickel nine liquor, floss you die quicker. This bed.
Yeah. We got a call on the line. We got Miss Janine Douglas. Hi, Janine. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
So you know what we're talking about. We're talking about this teacher. I want to get your opinion on that whole situation.
Well, as a teacher, I really find that is kind of like a despicable act. I kind of read about it. I don't know the great details, but just the simple fact alone just states that he's just inappropriate. Like, you don't have to discipline a child like that. You know, we're adults. We're supposed to be good role models for them. So what was his true intention? Like, really trying to figure out what was your true intention of having this boy dress nude or whatever for you to discipline him or, to spank him or to beat him.
And they did it in school. They don't even know what school he did it in because he worked in a few schools. So right now they're trying to figure out what school that he worked in and what little boy, because, some of the kids that he dealt with graduated already. So
wait, he's done this before.
Yeah, well, the thing what they did is they found porno, child porno. That's what led to him. They found, they got these systems now that they can tell if you're watching child porno. So he got caught up in that system, and when they came to his house to charge him with that, they looked into his computer and they found the video of him beating a child naked, and so now
he's I work for an advocacy program myself, and we got to go through a fingerprinting process. And, he's done this repeatedly, I guess it took for this to bring out everything that had occurred in the past. It's unfortunate, and I feel kind of bad for the little boy because, at the end of the day, that is him, guys. So he will be traumatized for the rest of his life. I hope people, help him out and show some type of support. You know what I'm saying? Because this is going to cause some damage as you get older. But that teacher needs to go to jail. I'm sorry. I'm an after school coordinator. I work with kids. I know sometimes it can be frustrating as adults in our own adult life, the everyday living and things, that we go through. But there's no reason why you have to take it out on a child. Now, your personal issues, that's a different story. You should be.
Mm-hmm. Now, as a parent, how would you deal? Because I know you're a parent also, right? You said you work with children and you're also a parent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how would you deal with that? Like, how in your mind could you deal with that, knowing that, because there's parents that know that their child been around him, know that their child had access. One parent even was on the news speaking, and what she said is scary to her because she know that her child was with him. She knows that her child, goes to one of his little programs and is in his class. But her child actually said he'd never touched her child. Do these type of guys, do you think they got specific children they go for, or is it any child?
I kind of do feel like they have specific children that they go to because there are a lot of children that live in a household full of fear that they feel or believe that they can't come and talk to their parents about certain things. It's unfortunate there are some households that, thrive like that. But I do feel sometimes when these pedophiles, it don't have to be a man, it could be a female too. When they go out, they are specifically seeking specific children. Now, you got to keep in mind, he's a teacher, so he knows how these teachers kids interact with their parents. I personally feel, and this is just my own opinion, that he does screen, these people do screen their victims, I should put it. As a parent, I don't know, because we do have the law on our side, but we're also from the hood, and I'm not trying to be funny, but you can either handle it the hood way or by the law. To protect our own selves, we do need to handle things by the law, and we also need to know about the law. As a parent, we need to know who is around our children. As teachers, the teacher's background, the credentials, you just can't put your child in the school just because you believe that's a good school. You understand? And my son, he's 13, he lives in another state. It's kind of hard for me to get a lot of input one-on-one, but I try to get as much input and information as far as who's around him, all right? Who's in his presence, the language, the quality of people that he is surrounded by. Where I work at, we have a specific rule where there are no adults except for staff that's supposed to interact with the children. Like, they can't come into the after-school room to get anything. They have to ask the staff person to get it. So we are very strict, with and abiding by the safety rules in regard to our children. And as a parent, we do need to be aware of everything that is going on with our child and who's in our child's life, because it's not just their friends.
What about as a co-worker? Like, you could be a teacher working with a teacher, and you could be feeling some funny suspicions about,
you know,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I want you to tell
you.
Because, you know, that's where it be at. You know, a lot of these guys, you know, somebody knows about them on the job or found out about them, and they, you know, they say, oh, I don't want to take the guy job. They keep it a secret. You know, if you was put in that situation, what would you do at your job?
You got to tell. You got to tell. Because at the end of the day, if your job is at line, and when they come and question, they're going to find out that you knew of this and never said anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
We have a guideline that we go by as also in regards to children that have been sexually abused or, I'm sorry, there are children that have been sexually abused where there's a chain of command where you call high authorities who you need to report as far as like your supervisor, ACS, whatever the case may be. So there are guidelines that as teachers and counselors we need to go by. Now, it's just like a lawyer. The lawyer has this code of ethics. The doctors, they have this code of ethics. You can have a confidentiality issue with your client, okay, fine. Now, as adults, coworkers, teachers, counselors, there's no confidentiality with that.
Mm-hmm.
We have some type of work ethic that we need to go abide by when it comes down to children, when it comes down to each other. You understand? Abuse is abuse no matter how you look at it. And at what point in time is somebody going to stand up and say, you know, this is enough. I've seen him do this. Or I've seen him speak to a child a certain way. You know, these are little signs that you have to pick up. You have to watch. You have to watch how the adult interacts with the child, how if they're too close or whatever. Even volunteers. Volunteers, same thing. Screaming, you need to be aware. You have to have like that keen eye to be able to pick up on the tone, the language, you know, the behavior. Because, you know, when we were growing up as teachers, our teachers were teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear too much of, you never heard too much of what you're hearing now back then. You never heard that. And if you did, 9 out of 10 times, because everybody was either shameful, you know, you want to keep it a secret. Sometimes secrets like that, you just can't keep. You got to speak up. You got to say something. And if you're a coworker and you know something and you don't say anything, you're an accomplice to that as well.
Now, before I let you go, I got one more question for you. What, you know, would you tell a teacher, like, what would you tell a teacher? How would you explain it to them that they need to get some help? You know, what would you say to them if you, like, when you first get suspicious but you don't know that they're doing something but you're kind of suspicious, would you approach them and say something to them or would you just keep it to yourself?
Yeah. I mean, you can't keep it to yourself. You got to approach them. There's no way to approach somebody that you believe to be suspicious without them reacting to you. Because 9 out of 10 times, if you approach a person, that means you have some type of belief. If you have some type of belief, that person knows you have that type of belief. It's easy to deny it. So it's kind of like saying there's no way of going around it. You just need to, like, ask, Cap, hey, you know, what's going on? I've been noticing, you know, you've been doing this a little bit more lately. Like, is there something going on in your life? You know, you need a break or something. Something to trigger into the adult's mind to say, look, you know, you have a problem. You have a problem. Trust me, I've gone to pick up kids from their school to bring them to the after school program. I've seen teachers, you know, spaz out. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I, you know, get a little, you know, too much with the kids too. Because, like I said, as adults, we are frustrated. Sometimes that's our daily life. But there's no reason to take it out on the child. Now, as a pedophile that you believe that might be a pedophile and you're suspicious of it, you can go and sit there and say without being so specific, saying, oh, I know you're a pedophile. I know you're doing this. No, okay? Sometimes they're going to deny it anyway. But you need to let them know that people are aware of what you're doing. And you're either going to stop, you're going to go someplace else and continue on doing it like this gentleman has been doing, or this man or this monster, however way you want to identify him.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing it. Perhaps nobody has ever pulled his coat. Nobody has ever said anything to him. Nobody has asked him how his day was, you know, to find out what is going on with your mental. What would bring you to do something like this? This is in Brooklyn?
Yeah, this is in Crown Heights. Yeah.
And then sometimes, you know, 9 out of 10 times, you hear on the news, you say, oh, no, not my area. You never know what's going on in your area. It, sometimes exactly. That'd be the best place to do it.
Well, I want to thank you.
I'm not saying the best place, but you understand what I'm saying, you know.
But I want to thank you. You know, our featured artist today is Mace. Can you say something quick about Mace before you go in Harlem World?
I kind of love Mace. I ain't going to lie. There's nothing bad I could ever say about the brother. I kind of appreciate him because, you know, he was one of those that didn't care about what nobody said, nobody what he did. He, you know, he stuck to his ground, his own beliefs. You know, he got into the ministry. That's good. You understand what I'm saying? Mace been holding it down for years, so I ain't got nothing bad to say about him. You know, he's always good.
Well, thank you for coming to the show, and we're going to jump back into Mace.
All right.
Get down, honey, with me. Get the money, y'all. Who wanna get the money, y'all? Yo, do you wanna get that money? See, the moral of the story is, I'm not here to replace Notorious. I'm just a young cat trying to do his thing. Harlem World style, pursue my dream. Cause see the things that went 3 mil, I didn't even like. You say you got mad hoes, but we'll see tonight. Mace be the cat that'll lead you to the light. Messing with me, shorty, you'll be aight. Stop listening to all them cats on the block. They're telling you that Mace don't rock. Cause Mace is hot, and Mace got a drop in a yacht. And a big knot to move you and your moms off the block. For real though, Mace got real dough. That be in briefcases, cats kill folks. And since you can't beat us, it's best you join us. Cause I know you won't have to hold this on us. What?
Don't stop. We won't looking at me.
Come on,
I'm a girl standing here.
Come on,
why you over there looking at me? I'm a girl standing here. Make it hot, baby. Make it hot.
Come on,
make it hot, baby. Make it hot.
Come on, come on.
Make it hot, baby. Make it hot.
Come on,
make it hot, baby. Make it hot.
We was all at the Greek Fest, it's hot and sandy. I rent scooters, I'm with my family. Tank top, flip flop, really nothing fancy. But get approached by a girl named Tammy, who look good enough to be Miss Miami. But say since I'm a peeps, call her Candy. Then she start to ask about Aaliyah and Brandy, telling me how she met Puff down at the Grammys. Can't tell you I was the one with no panties, boo. You know how many he need with no panties. Please, tell me something that I don't know. Like if we have sex, you don't want dough. And if it's not a problem, you can meet me at 10. I'll be in room 112 and bring four friends. And if you gon' hit me, it gotta be a quickie. And please, no hickeys, cause wifey's with me.
That's
right. Don't stop. We won't stop. We don't stop. Come on.
Why you over there looking at me? I'm a girl standing here.
Do you like what you see?
Why you over there looking at me?
Why you looking at me?
I'm a girl standing here.
You don't like what you see?
Why you over there looking at me? I'm a girl standing here. Why you over there looking at me?
Come on.
I'm a girl standing here.
Do you like what you see?
Why you over there looking
at me?
That was the features artist segment. We was giving a shout out to Mace, you know. Like she said, Mace, you can't really say nothing bad about Mace. Mace had everything going, and it's the truth. Mace can't lie. Mace had all the ladies loving him, you know. Mace murder. But Mace, you know, like a lot of dudes said, the cats got mad at Mace because he changed this whole thing. And he said it in his rhyme. He said, I used to be murder. Puff made me pretty. And, you know, back on the mixtapes, he was going hard back then. Back then when Mace was a ball player. You know, he was a ball player doing this thing. Him, Cam, and all of them, they was all on one team. And, you know, they was all nice ball players. Actually, a lot of people don't know that. A lot of P-Cats don't know that. Cam was the first and the youngest person to get a MVP at the Rucker Park. So, you know, check that out. You know, when you do your history. Now, one thing you got to always know about Harlem and Harlem, period, rapping, basketball, and getting money, that's just like part of growing up. That's like going outside playing tag. When you live in the projects or the streets or the inner blocks that get money up in Harlem, that's like playing tag. That's something that you do naturally. You always see, it's always the basketball players that represent your block or your project, and they be real nice, and they playing them big tournaments from back in the days, like the King Dome or Rucker, you know, or up in there in Mount Morris, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, out there in Queens in Ajax Park or something like that, or Battery Park in Brooklyn. You know, you always had those big tournaments where, you know, the dudes in your neighborhood played in. And, you know, then it was always the drug dealers that, you know, went to represent them and support them with the neighborhood, or brought them most of the stuff, or even most of the times was the owners and paid for everything of these big teams and paid for the other players to come, you know, these stars and these pro players to come out once in a while to play with these teams. So, you know, just that's how everything, and then it would be the hip-hop scene, because hip-hop music and rap music would be the music on the venue. So that's the true history of it. That's why I always say, you know, back in the days, that was the formula, especially for Harlem and the Bronx, lots of parts, some parts in Queens and Brooklyn, but Harlem and the Bronx, getting money, playing basketball, and being a rapper was like, I'm telling you, it was like eating a bowl of cereal when you wake up in the morning, you know, and that's how it is. It was a deep situation about what you know, Miss Douglas, the lady, Miss Jugs Douglas, she's, you know, she's herself, you know, she said herself, she's worked with children herself, so, you know, that's her perspective was real good about it. And I was, you know, quite shocked, you know, to see that she actually admit that she would tell, because a lot of people won't do that and say, oh, I wouldn't, you know, a lot of people got the snitching thing mentality on certain situations, you know, such as a child being abused, you know, I think everybody feels the same way about that one. I think that's one that we all don't have to think twice on or feel nothing in the gut, especially when it's about a kid that could, it could be your kid, you know, and it could be anybody's kid. And just like I said, you know, if you looked at the news report, for those of y'all who saw the news report, you seen there was one young lady that was very, very traumatized. She was like, my son was just with him earlier, and, you know, my son be with him every day, you know, and, you know, I asked my son, he said, no, he didn't touch him. And then, you know, you got to worry about if the child is embarrassed to say that, you know, because, you know, that's real publicity, and, you know, other kids will be, you know, kids are cruel, you know, kids will say foul things, even if the other kid, even if a situation that happened to the other kid is real tragic. You know, kids don't know better. You know, if it's a joke that's to make everybody laugh at the time, you know, it might be something that they'll say that'll really offend the other kid, and, you know, so, you know, I can understand what she says about when she says that, you know, the kid will be going through trauma and the stuff that the kid, you know, life will never be the same. So, you know, well, you know, that's like, you know, like I said, I'm giving everybody the opportunity to call in and talk their mind, you know what I'm saying, you know, about that if they feel like it. 914-338-1685. You're listening to DJ Big Stu on the Underground Showcase, you know. I got some more underground new music, you know what I'm saying, for some new people out there. So you know what I do, you know what I'm saying. I'm going to keep it going for a little bit while or more longer, you know what I'm saying. I'm in the building, though. Oh, and I want to tell you about this before I get into this story. You know, this happened a few minutes, you know, maybe a few hours ago when I was at my therapist, you know, because a lot of y'all know that I'm injured. I got hurt and got this herniated disc and this thing, got this little cane with me now. And, you know, got a little fracture to my lumbar. That's a part of your body and a spine, whatever the case may be. And, you know, I'm walking from my therapist, and I see these two guys, and they fighting hard. They going real hard with each other. And I'm like, wow, these dudes is going hard. And, you know, people trying to break them up. Every time they broke them up, these guys go right back. You know, one guy pulls out a knife. Another guy picks up the bottle. They looking like they're going to hurt each other seriously. Then, you know, their people finally calms them down. Now, the crazy twist to this whole thing, you know, one lady walks by. I'm like, I don't believe you guys are fighting over who says what weed is better. Now, do you hear what I'm just saying? These guys were damn near ready to kill each other, murder each other, stab each other up, hit one with a bottle, and these guys wasn't playing. If people did not get in the way, and their friends knew that both of these guys were serious about what they were, they had got to the point where somebody could have been murdered or killed. And all over, one dude said that Kush was better than Piff. Now, I don't know, you know, how y'all feel about that, but when it comes to a time that we would want to kill and hurt a homeboy, a friend, just because we feel that Kush is better than Piff, y'all, you know, that's when you need to put the blunts down and we need to look at what we're doing. We need to see what's going on around us. This is your childhood friend, a cat you've been with for years and years of time. Y'all done did, you know, like I can know things I did with my homeboys. You know, we used to snatch food together from the Chinese, you know. Those were little childhood mischief things we would do, you know. We'd be hungry as hell, you know what I'm saying? We'd go to the fruit stand and snatch a bunch of bananas and some apples and stuff. And, you know, we were thieves, but we were some little healthy thieves, you know what I'm saying? We were running around healthy, you know. That's why we was fast. And, you know, a little Chinaman chased us up for like 2-3 blocks, you know. And I think they probably just used to let kids do it. They probably put a certain amount of apples because they'll chase you and they'll be laughing at the same time you get away. And they'll see you walking by and, you know, they don't try to get you for the next day and you snatch it. And it was like a traditional thing. You know, and then, you know, you grow up and you buy a whole bunch of stuff from the store and you become friends with him, you know. You know, and that's how it ended up with me and my homeboys, you know. But, you know, that's the things we did with mischief. You know, we fought each other, maybe a little bit of ego stuff. We have done that, but never to the point where you'll kill each other over expressing what weed was better. We never done that, you know? Like, you know, I don't understand these kids these days. They do things that don't make sense. You know, I remember, you know, smoking weed, but, you know, smoking weed was really something that we did. We didn't do it in the lobby when everybody parent come out. Some of these kids now, you could come out in the lobby, you know, grown, older people coming out, people 60, 7 years old coming out, and these kids are in the lobby smoking the blunt, got the lobby smelling like foul, and, you know, mad garbage on the floor. And it's like, yo, and they selling crack right in front of, you know, these older people. Now, I never knocked nobody hustle because I come from the streets. But there was a way to do things, and now it seems like all that type of stuff is lost in these streets, man. These kids are so misled, man. It's like we really got to take a grab and grab them up and holler at them. You know, I'm not never saying, you know, it's hard to say to somebody, yo, you can't go get no money. Because if you live in the inner city, you live in any ghetto, whether it's down in Louisiana, Shreveport, whether it's in California, whether it's in Texas, whether it's in Harlem, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Philly, you know what I'm saying, anywhere, Vegas, because there's some ghettos in Vegas, you know, and there's some real hard times in Vegas, and there's some real gritty stuff in Vegas. You know, I've been there, I got family out there, and they took me around, and I've seen that part of Vegas and was shocked. And if you live in these type of neighborhoods, you're going to grow up, you know, to end up dealing drugs. You're going, I'm not saying you got to, but there's a chance out of 15 kids, right? If you put 15 kids together at a certain age, there's a chance about 5 or 6 of them, there's a strong chance, it could be even a stronger chance with more, but you know you're going to guarantee 5 or 6 or maybe 7 going to be going to hit them streets some type of way, whether it's dealing drugs, whether it's robbing, whether it's gangbanging. And nowadays, gangbanging succeeded the drug dealers. So the drug dealers is gangbanging, and then they're confused, you know. It's hard to make money when you got to run from your enemy, you know. And that was never in the drug game. You know, it was violence in the drug game, but it wasn't like gang violence. You know what I'm saying? Like to the magnitude it is now. And even when it was gang violence in the California area, it was done by high anarchy. You know, it was done by, you know, this roles and rules. You know, those gangs had rules and regulations to how they got their money. This new generation of gangs, it's just, yo, I got my gun, I'm selling this crack, you know, I'm going to get a new pair of sneakers. You know, you can't, and these kids, they misled. You can look in their face, they so zoned out, they so, like, they're very disrespectful. Now, and it's a shame, you know, but I don't give up on them. Like I said, man, we got to grab them, we got to get the grasp of them, and we got to take them and do what we want to do with them. And that's what we got to do. That's all we got to do. We got to get back into the groove and start stepping to our business, especially older brothers. Because when I was young, you get out of line, you know, you didn't even want to smoke no weed on your block because you'd be scared of your man's moms or your man's mom's friend. You know, it was so many people to be scared of. You'd be trying, you know, dudes used to be running up in Central Park or running to the local big park that felt like they was getting away from the neighborhood. Never thought about, I'm going to just sit right here. My moms would come outside while I'm in this lobby smoking weed, shooting dice, selling crack. Never thought about it like that. But get back into some more new music from some more new underground artists. That's what we're doing here on Beef Stew Radio. It's your man, DJ Big Stu. I'll be rocking every Thursday from 10 o'clock all the way to the Wednesdays. But, you know, that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? So here we go, y'all. Let's get it.
About money, then we thinking alike. I got a gift, so I spit what I live, I write. Now if you gon' hit a chick, better hit it right, or you won't hit it twice. She won't spend the night. See if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. I'ma make it here, and I'ma take it anywhere. Ain't about money, shit, you ain't saying nothing. And why my state, we stay hustling, filling a rush, millions of clutch. God damn it, it's miles away, chasing my dust. Yeah. Mr. Will Porter performing the clutch. For my competition, roll them up in the dust. Do a lot of things, but a nigga never brag. This my time and this my swag. Too many suckers, not enough time. Why you give up yours? I'm going out for mine.
Got this stack game right, go bust your head.
Got the bottle lined up,
go bust your head.
Got the slide on the side,
go bust your head.
Go ahead and bust your head,
go and bust your head.
You sitting on chrome,
go bust your head.
Got your girl at home,
go bust your head.
Out for the night,
go bust your head,
go
bust your head,
go
bust your head.
I'm so on a busy for sure.
car gets busy. Got that New York swag like you can't run with me. Way out your area, flow so scarier. Sharp like terrier, more the merrier. Run with the takeover, I'm like way over any expectation. So dedication, timing is everything. I'm so timely, limelight, rhyme tight. I'm so priceless, bang like Halo. Always on my J.O., put that work in, that's for certain. Haters is curtains, good night, see ya. Wouldn't wanna be a three strikes, I'll leave ya. Whole fam heavyweight, ain't nothing light here. Fans like light, yeah, yeah, my yeah. Get it, get it, yeah, make noise anywhere. Wanna know what it is, where it's at, I'm right here. It's that game right, go bust your head.
Got your bottles lined up,
go bust your head.
Got your slide on the side,
go bust your head.
Go ahead and bust your head,
go and bust your head.
Sitting on chrome,
go bust your head.
Got your girl at home,
go bust your head.
Wildin' out for the night,
go bust your head.
Go ahead and bust your head,
go bust your head.
They said I had to be Southern, but still New Yorkish. This what I'm saying, you can tell I'm important. Move from the block, now we up in the fortress. Vision too clear to ever be distorted. Rhyme so pouring, almost like you could snort it. All white fitted to the side, I sport it. This is a movement, if you real, support it. Don't try and fight it, might as well just forfeit.
Got this stack game right,
go bust your head.
Got your bottles lined up,
go bust your head.
Got your slide on the side,
go bust your head.
Go ahead and bust your head,
go and bust your head.
Sitting on chrome,
go bust your head.
Got your girl at home,
go bust your head.
Wildin' out for the night,
go bust your head.
Go ahead and bust your head,
go and bust your head.
Bottle after bottle, model sure to follow. Anti-denim, artful dodges, crystal spilling, pocket full of dollars. Wrist don't blink, you're fucking with a baller. Ballin' like Jim Jones up in Harlem. Bottles of that rosé, the life for the party. Let's toast to the moment, might not see tomorrow. VIP jumpin', she can roll if she swallows. So much swag, poppin' tags at the mall. My homie so fresh, smoking good, living hard. G650, I'm soaring on them cuz. Touchdown to JB and Amsterdam tomorrow. Flight after flight, live the life of a boss. If she's down for the night, I'll be gone in the morn. Champagne life, yeah, I'm something like the dawn. Louis 13, take a shot at the bar.
Get the money, fuck the wild bitches, yeah.
Don't start nothing, won't be nothing. She around us, trying to be something. Velvet rope, red carpet event. Thugs turn a star through the car, need tint. Open the mouth wide, call a big shot villa. Started kissing on me like my name Jason Phillips. Bartender rewind this shot, let the killer. Hill up, will up, ATZ that nigga. Hard work pays off, act made off. 30 bottles of rolls, let's have a spray off. My body a target, my aim is superb. Trying to bust off like a cheddar bob herd. This the life we live, Philly DC. Just doing my numbers like a receipt.
Bitches again,
fool.
And yeah, then ratchet up. Yeah. Everybody knows that I'm the man. Yeah. I get in different mode. And then yeah, ratchet up. Yeah. Everybody knows that I'm the man.
She thinks she classy, but I know she a little ratchet. You left your kids at the house, you know you ratchet. Her baby daddy gone, but he still paying bills. On child support and don't even know if the baby is. Shout out to Manic, hit on my ratchet. I throw a stack and watch how cool she take off all her clothes. Louisiana, no, they get ratchet and daddy. Turn on the TV, you can see they get ratchet and Cali. Everybody should know how to do the ratchet, man.
No weakness with these busters, get your life jacked.
She said, foul. Checkers be looking safe. Checkers be looking safe. Fuck it, so I look safe back, bitch. Checkers be looking safe, honey. Block beat it, I look safe back.
Life, yeah, that would be looking shite, so I'm a shite.
Checkers be looking shite, so I look shite back. These niggas in the deep, they'll push down your back. I hang with thugs, rather they rob a soldier. The top's too dirty, you can't fit us all in one tub. I know niggas that be looking real shite. I'm supposed to put this knife on his gun and get like nigga. Outside, man, a nigga tryna get mine.
With me on this one, man. You know how we do it.
Okay.
We honest. Hype.
I said half the game is trash. That's right, man. I said it, pure sanitation. I don't ever think you're gonna hear your voice on a station. You think that make you hardcore? No, that just make you whack. It's a Tony stand. Let me show you how to rip a track. Y'all niggas is trash. That's right, man. I said it's your sanitation. I don't ever think you're gonna hear your voice on a station. You think that make you hardcore? No, that just make you whack. It's a Tony fan. Let me show you how to rip a track.
Yow, actual truth, factual proof. Explains when, where, why, and how. I'm living now. Big dreams turned into reality. Cleaned up nights. Tripled my salary, accounts overseas, stocks, bonds, and timeshares. Every place they can't go, believe I'm there. Big brother, never Illuminati. You could teach your C's to read or use the fucking shoddy. Street urchins, heat merchants, and hell raisers. iPhone now, I done came up from pages. New era, I'm fitted for success. In the hood we trust, life's full of stress. Whether you bagging up or smoking, serious or you joking, or in the lokin, pit for the coking. Same shit, man, different tissue. They spit the same lines, address the same issues. Walk the path that's righteous, ridicule for my choice. Closed mouths don't get fed, I use my voice. Caught up with material gain, victims of pain and sorrow. Just hoping to see fucking tomorrow, man.
Half the game is trash. That's right, man. I said it, pure sanitation. I don't ever think you're gonna hear your voice on a station. You think that make you hardcore? No, that just make you ask.
thing. Y'all gonna hear your voice on a station. You think that make you hardcore? No, that just make you whack. It's a Tony's fan. Let me show you how to rip a track. The white unicorn, elephant in the room. The one who put the jewels in King Tut's tomb. Straight out the womb of Sandra, I squandered opportunities and chances, plus advances. I bought the gospel, Hezekiah and Mahalia. Cut the class of life, the teacher of surely failure. Check my transcripts, A's, no B's or C's. Still bang on them, guzzle Henny and blow trees. The world's a cesspool, nigga, no diving. This is hell on earth, thoughts are surviving. Clutter my mind, utter a line to uplift. They sleep on you, bodies will get cheap on you. Not really sure who to do it for anymore. This office nigga will yell, I'm hardcore. They say the pen is mightier than the sword. Competition can't afford to find out when I line out. A plan for industry domination. I'm not rapping, I'm having a conversation. That's been the case. I don't want to win the race to death. I rhyme till I'm out of breath. And half the game is trash. That's right, man, I said it, pure sanitation. I don't ever think you're gonna hear your voice on a station. You think that make you hardcore? No, that just make you whack. It's a Tony stand. Let me show you how to rip a track. Y'all niggas is trash. That's right, man, I said it, pure sanitation. I don't ever think y'all gonna hear your voice on a station. You think that make you hardcore? No, that just make you whack. It's a Tony fan. Let me show you how to rip a track.
Limits only exist if you believe in them. Groupies get close, careful when you sleep with them. Niggas like bread, you can see the yeast in them. Rappers is weak, no beast in them. I'm fresh out the gutter where undercovers attack each other and helicopters watch over us. Black umbrella, every day a chess move for that Skrilla. Like Thriller, really get quieter the killer. Live for the gorilla, loud of the shot. Tied to the team, tied to the block. Keep your eyes on the prize if it's death in the pop. Things are gonna happen or it's not. Your blood clot, murder in my zone. Inspired, you think I'm a clone. Fire brain burning fast, etched in stone. I'm grown and ready to strike. High forever in flight, designed to fall to great. Don't compare me to Mike, this the ninth inning, pitching the perfect game. Come down to it, bringing nothing but pain. I'm Shan. I like to thank Tony Stans for putting me on the show tonight. Speaking on these whack rappers, they trash.
Half the game is trash. That's right, man, I said it, pure sanitation. I don't ever think you're gonna hear your voice on a station. You think that make you hardcore? No, that just make you whack. It's the Tony Stans. Let me show you how to rip a track. Y'all niggas is trash. That's right, man, I said it, pure sanitation. I don't ever think y'all gonna hear your voice on a station. You think that make you hardcore? No, that just make you whack. It's a Tony fan. Let me show you how to rip a track.
5150 Hurricane. Like that. Big money over here. Everything dumb, you heard me? Like that.
I want to give a shout out to Block Peter Entertainment. Definitely want to give a shout out to Big Corey Sosa. You know what I mean? My man Q Beats out there making the hot track. You know what I'm saying? Give a shout out to, you know, all the family out there, Southern Style Entertainment, Southern Style Steel, my man B. Brandy. Give a shout out to Filipino and the family. You know what I'm saying? Give a shout out to everybody out there. Also give a shout out to my man Bruce Campbell out there in South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Give a shout out to Tony Green out there in Bruce in South Carolina. Give a shout out to Vegas, my man Samal and Shabik out in Vegas. Big Dexter out on Flamingo Road in Vegas. In Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? We in the building. We're going to keep it going. It's your man, Big Stu, on Beef Stu Radio, on the Underground Showcase. This is where we play all the hottest up and coming artists in the game, baby. Let's do it.
It got you in the day, sucker board. Every step you feel, it got you in the mix. See my swag, it's an orbit. And it ain't coming down. I'ma end wild breath. The look is money in my town. She want me to make it rain all night. Make that thing go up and down like a switch to a light. I'm always in flight. Call me me freaking fly a G, burn the cloud in the sky, better Miller know me.
It's mine over here. Now come here, girl, let me whisper something in your ear. I know what you wanna hear. We ain't stunning around here. Tell me what it's gonna take to make you strip. I got a whole lot of chips. Ain't nothing but some money around here. Money around here. Money around, money around here. It ain't nothing but some money around here.
Money around here.
Money round here,
and that cash stay in my pocket. I roll with the winners, for me losing is not an option. New bitches and grits fill empty space in my safe. I got bad bitches with cake traveling from different states. Bakery boy crack, you can call me the cake man. So here's the big faces to wrap them up. We need eight man. Be in the club crying, buying bottles by the cases. Sour clouds in the sky, my eyes behind the break band. Show you how to strip that mall with one swipe. Block niggas that'll flip that ball in one night. When it comes to dealing with chickens, they come in all types. Open nards with a thick red bone and a girl white. Kick back, chasing these chips, lay back, smoking and slip. Now flags with armor tucks, hit the block with them nicks. Real swag got me feeling number one like Omari. Big shots on the poster like I'm gunning with John C.
It's mine over here. Now come here, girl, let me whisper something in your ear. I know what you wanna hear. We ain't stunning around here. Tell me what it's gonna take to make you strip. I got a whole lot of chips. Ain't nothing but some money around here. Money around here. Money around, money around here. It ain't nothing but some money around here. Money around here. Money around, money around here. It ain't nothing but some
money around here. So we silly with the dough. Like my money automatic. Never send me with the dough. All I'm fucking with the south. They love what they seeing. I'm throwing lines at these six. They can't duck on my weave. Cause I stay so smooth. Extra confident, I keep paper on me like a working in them offices. Wise young nigga, I learned from my mistakes, so I never trick on these chickens like it's trickle with the cake. MOD's getting money. Blaze switching lanes. Crack stay up in these holes, air spitting game. When them thousands come out, the pocket bottles just pop pop. And you niggas know where we stop in the low round three, maybe round four. MARV, guilty, TTI out the door. You playing with them hoes, nigga, I'm trying to score.
It's mine over here. Now come here, girl, let me whisper something in your ear. I know what you wanna hear. We ain't stunning around here. Tell me what it's gonna take to make you strip. I got a whole lot of chips. Ain't nothing but some money around here. Money around here. Money around, money around here. It ain't nothing but some money around here. Money around here. Money around, money around here. It ain't nothing but some.
Said I'm a cool. The hollow shoes, the wire receiver, the catcher. You couldn't do it like me if I even let you. It's no stop, double, no room for the extra. You were if you do it, look out for sure shot. They fear me cause my loop whoop to them is pure hot. Your hottest even got a breeze, man, you straight touch. The ladies Mike Jade again, hands on my crush. You a sucker dude, pippin', I don't roll with y'all. You was square like the tiles in the school hall. Set on fire in the spot, so y'all dudes call. Like when it's fire in the spot, don't they teach y'all? So that's me, swag so stellar. Top notch stellar, who could do it better? So that's me, what you do around here? We don't do around here, you don't need to come here. So that's me, swag so stellar. Top notch stellar, who could do it better? So that's me, what you do around here? We don't do around here. You don't even come here. Said I'm the power, twin towers, I ain't fall down. Titanic, pop, panic, now I won't drown. Said I'm good, 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 now glory, why I need, homie. Young, young, you dig if you don't fucking know. Said I'm a beast, but truly beyond a monster. Swipe on living dead, you can't kill me, but still I haunt you. I'm Contra, little cool wordplay, rocket launch. Word of me is all on me to show you, said my book. Got a flow that'll overload any mind capacity. So there you go, and I'm causing tragedy. Be with two foes, but enough to foot in my path. You know, you know. Said I've been known to get feeling. Feeling like no feelings, like I do that did a minute. Really, really. Swag at a height you can't climb. You need an oxygen mask, you wanna try to. Time to shoddy with the silencer. Deadly but quiet, HIV body.
Yeah. That was my man Glory, you know what I'm saying? That was a track produced by the great Q Beats, you know what I'm saying, out of Block Beat Entertainment. That was my man Glory, you know what I'm saying? He doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? Glory is eating up the charts. You go to SoundClick, Glory is now on the charts. I think he's number 52 with that song right there, Say That's Me, on SoundClick.com. And, you know, I think he's doing good on .fif.com too. So, you know, big shout out to Glory with that song, Say That's Me. I think that's a hot joint. Some new news for some Harlem people, man. I want y'all to know that they're planning on building a Red Lobster right next to the Apollo. Yeah, a lot of people was mad about that, and a lot of people was happy about that. You know, it's, you know, some people, it goes two ways. A lot of people think that it's going to hit the, you know, make, you know, 125th Street get back that flashiness that it used to have. It's going to bring out, you know, they feel that a Red Lobster in the community is going to bring out, you know, the bad element of the community. Trying, you know, everybody want to go to Red Lobster and ball out and have balling, you know, but then at the same time, it's going to build a lot of jobs, you know, for the community, so. You know, I don't know, it could go either way. You know what I mean? It could actually go just like how Applebee's went. You know, Applebee's came to Harlem. It's, you know, some people complain about Applebee's, the Harlem Applebee's. They say the service is terrible in there, but then some people say they're proud just to have the opportunity to be able to go to some place like Applebee's where you used to have to get on a train and go out to Fort Greene, Brooklyn. You know, that's a long train ride to just, you know, to go experience a restaurant, you know, that you see on television all the time. So it goes either way. Me, myself, I think long as it's building jobs, it's going to give these youths jobs and keep them out the streets. You know, I think it's a great idea, you know, because it's planned to build over something like, what, 10,000 jobs? And, you know, I guess that's with the construction and the employees working, you know, shift after shift. So, you know, I applaud that. You know, they need to, you know, Harlem's being renovated. Some people are not ready for change. Now, what I don't approve is that the point of moving blacks out and moving others in. You know, I don't mind if you move others in. Everybody deserves to live, but I don't think that you should make the rent so unaffordable that people are forced to move out. Now the Bronx is considered the ghetto now. You know, now they're pushing, you know, the Bronx. And the Bronx is nice, but you would never know it because the Bronx is so far up there. You know, you never know how nice the Bronx is. The only thing that people think of, you know, is the Bronx Zoo, or you go through the Bronx to go to City Island, you know, to get you some seafood. But the Bronx, you know, they're moving, actually, because they're making the Bronx affordable. So they're making it where Manhattan is. I mean, now, just think of it. One bedroom in Manhattan is could be anywhere from $1,600 to $1,700 a month. Now, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Where you could go out to some places in the South and have a beautiful, you know, apartment or damn near rent a home or pay, that could be a mortgage on some people's home, you know? And it's crazy in New York, a studio, you know, a decent, well-looking studio is $1,000 a month in Manhattan. But you go to the Bronx and that same studio might be $750. You know, you might find a couple of landlords that might let you slide in there for $600. Or, you know, the most that you might pay is $8. But in Manhattan, it's starting. And this is in Harlem. You know, this is not even talking about once you get past, you know, 99th Street, you're starting 86th Street or 42nd Street. You're talking, if you want to live on Times Square in a studio apartment, you're paying about $2,500 to $3,000 a month. Now you wonder why, you know, America has a homeless situation. If you was a doctor and you was making mad money and you lost your job or you lost your practice and everything and you lost your home, you know, and you're used to being living in a $2,500, $3,000 a month apartment, now you get shifted over to, you know, either if a shelter or you got to shift down to, like, the projects. That's tragedy for some people. They can't take it, you know. And, you know, that's the deal. We was talking about Don Cornelius on Taste of Hip Hop Cooking, you know. I'm going to do a tribute to Don Cornelius, though. You know, I love Don Cornelius. So, you know, I'm going to do a tribute, man, or maybe on my Uptown Saturday Night show on Saturday night, I might play a lot of stuff from Soul Train era. I'm thinking about it. You know, a lot of things that Don Cornelius brought to light. Because I always say Don Cornelius was the, you know, him and Barry Gordy. You know, him and Barry Gordy were the first Puffy and the first Russell Simmons to me. And they own way. You know, they did what they did in their own way. You know what I'm saying? They did it, you know, through television, you know, and through music. You know, Barry Gordy, he made a whole new sound, you know, called the Motown sound. He had a situation where kids hung out in his studio and made hit records. You know, and the kids was actually Smokey Robinson, the Temptation, Diana Ross. These, at the time, they was kids. And he was young himself, you know. So, you know, you got to look at that. I look at all the CEOs out there in these independent record companies and these major record companies and these big independents. You know, you have to give tribute, especially the Black brothers. You got to give tribute to those two guys, you know, especially everybody that's doing television and radio. You know, Don Cornelius, you know, he was definitely a brother that brought forth a lot of new music and kept our face out there in mainstream television, you know. And I always tell people where we learn to dance from. We learn to dance from Don. You know, we learned all the hottest dancers from Soul Train, you know. And, you know, the bugged out part about that, cats don't know, a lot of those cats that was on Soul Train was gang members, man. Back in the early days from Chicago and then to move to California. But them youth that you see dancing, a lot of those dudes was the early Bloods and Crips, you know. Don Cornelius was real. He went to the real streets and really got the people that was really doing the dances out there. He went to the hood. A lot of them was dancers, you know, and a lot of them was people who wanted to be dancers. Because you got to look at it, in that time, dancing, you know, there was the Rockers, it was rerun out there with the Lockers. So there was dancers, there was opportunities for groups that danced and, you know, break dancing and all that. That was the beginning era of break dancing, you know, where it really started and all that. You know, with the, before Michael Jackson was doing the moonwalk, you had them brothers doing the moonwalk way before then. But, you know, get into my last little segment of some new joints, man, you know what I'm saying? I love doing what I do. It's the DJ Big Stu on the Underground Showcase every Thursday, 10 p.m., you know what I'm saying? I keep it rocking for a couple of hours. But we're going to do this like this. Here we go once again.
Cause I'm in too close by. She don't want to grind, no. Cause I'm in too close by. She don't want to wind up. Cause I'm in too close by. She don't want to grind, no. Cause I'm in too close by.
This is how they remix.
Yeah, I don't do this.
Long as you call tough love. But I'ma do
watch
this right
now.
Your tough love.
Yes.
You already know what to do.
Give a big shout out to Mayhem Music. This is my man Real Saddam and the crew at Mayhem Music. Let's do this up, baby.
Now she going crazy. Cause the man just left the club. You don't give a fuck. No, the man just left his love. I'ma take him home with me.
Yo, yo,
mingle for the night. Booty jiggle, give a signal, cause a man took flight. And I don't know why, and I ain't trying to ask. Lil mama so fly, put my hand on the ass. Either she mad, or her man is a fag. He left with his dudes, left shorty with a Mac. Now she pressing and she letting, wrote a number on my hand. Way we sweating, way we meshing, this is more than just a dance, cause
shorty just got
on her down like she trying to make a move. Girlfriends with my mans, there's no way we could lose. Got bottles on deck and my killers rolling too, just in case disrespect. She gotta choose and choose, plus a man left her here. What you thought she would do? She now rocking with the best. I'm in the back when I'm through.
Shorty just got loose, cause her man just left the club. Now she going crazy, cause her man just left the club. She don't give a fuck.
Your body got me rowdy, digging the swag. Status don't matter, so what? I'm a rapper. Goofy love, not what I'm after. Beauty's crystal clear. Will you all make these chicks disappear? Whisper in your ear, kiss you on your chin. Look inside your eyes and push my love in. High like the sky, you can be my angel. We can fly high, I'd never betray you. Made for each other, play with each other. Walk, talk, motivate, pray with each other. Nothing fake with each other. Love to hold your legs, break you down the sides. Got me on the rise, shorty got the lie, 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 lie. Never flies, they fly like it's my day dry. I'm on my job like Menage a trois. Or can I say slap, slap, slap?
Waste it down. She don't waste mine. I come out and do with me, girl.
myself.
Killing me.
jet, cause VIP, you know you love the way I beat it.
For those of y'all that watch the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, that's the rich chicks, you know, the real rich chicks. They be fighting a lot. They're talking about one of them, you know, Taylor Armstrong, you know, who's, you know, the one who went through the tragedy and all that. Well, you know, she got a book out right now, and, you know, they're criticizing her, and they saying that she's making money off the tragedy, you know, and she's being really criticized by a lot of the other cast members of the show, you know what I'm saying? Because, I'm pretty sure, I think she's the one that her husband committed suicide or something like that. So, you know, now she wrote a book, you know, expressing herself. She's going on all the talk shows talking. So, you know how that be. You know, I don't know if you call it haters or you call it people that's built on different principles and morals, but a lot of, you know, she's being criticized. So that's what they're talking about now, the housewife of Beverly Hills, Taylor Armstrong. And, she claims to have been really abused at the time. You know, they were saying that she was truly, truly, truly abused a lot. So who knows? You know what I'm saying? You know, who's to say that she was being abused? Who's to say that she wasn't? Who's to say that her tragedy is worse than anybody else's? You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, is it enough to write a book about? It must be, because it's a top seller, you know, and everybody wants to know. The show is actually doing great now. It started off slow, I presume, but now I see that it's doing a little great. So, you know, I'm thinking that the people wants to see that, you know? Maybe that's what people want to see, you know, but who knows? But that's what's going on now, and they talking about that. And, I would tell y'all to call up, but that's not even that real important to call up, you know what I mean? I'm going to just get back into some more music, do what we do, you know?
Right. You ain't getting money for real, get your amounts right. I don't think you get it cause you don't put it down right. But we been getting money, man, we been getting down right. Filthy money, PC, get that money. And Madonna, get that money. The dirty, filthy money, yeah. Get that money, PC, get that money. And Madonna, get that money. That dirty, filthy money. If you ain't talking money, man, it just don't sound right. You ain't getting money for real, get your amounts right. I don't think you get it, cause you don't put it down right. But we been getting money, man, we been getting down right.
Uh-huh. This one goes out to the to the light feet.
I see y'all.
Come on.
Come on, baby.
All my showboats out there. You show off.
Woo.
Go ahead, show off.
Show off.
I showboat to it. Showboat to it. I showboat to it. Like I know I can do it. I showboat to it. I
I show up to it, like I know I can do it. I show up to it, show up to it, show up to it, like I know I can do it. I show up to it, I show up to it, I show up to it. Y'all lay on a love boat, singing with Captain Steuben. I'm the pioneer that somehow got away from Rick Rubin. Few joints on YouTube and few tweets a week. I got flow for the gangsters and wits for the geeks. But I represent that grown man, make you a stone fan. Straight using my own plans. The styles vary, depends on kicks and snares. I'm respected by the most respected clique of your peers. It's time you stop hunting, matter of fact, it's past already. Former actors fall in the game, they gassed already. I don't rap that ATM, Rose or Bentley. I'm above that, but believe this shit hit me. I show up to it, I show up to it, I show up to it, like I know I can do it. I show up to it, I show up to it, I show up to it, like I know I can do it. I show up to it, show up to it, show up to it, like I know I can do it. I show up to it, I show up to it, I show up to it. Show me the answer, I give you the question. What's less than me? Every wack MC. This is a business, negotiate for what you want. They don't hate for what you want, even more when you get it. Got it? Well, that's good. $4 for a box of new parts in the hood, that's the deal. Stanza, I keep it real. So I explain the way rhymes feel. I break it down to the purest form, explain the unexplainable. I used to think like I was broke, now everything's attainable. No regard for the way they retard and block progression. So I chastise the canon in the midst of their confession. I'm the one that got away, the one they say that could see the future. I get the crowd amped up without threats to shoot ya. Evade my prime so I have something to strive for. My family and this music is keeping me alive for a reason. That's what I search for. Sometimes I walk crooked, that's the reason I dropped the church for. Ha! So bring it back. I show up to it, I show up to it, I show up to it, like I know I can do it. I show up to it, I show up to it, I show up to it, like I know I can do it. I show up to it, show up to it, show up to it, like I know I can do it. I show up to it, I show up to it, I show up to it. They prophesied my demise right before their eyes. I rose from the ashes, rose from the lashes. Backstabbers, turncoats, the elements with shady. I-95, leaning out the window, doing 80. Troopers let me ride, they no fans, never speeding. I maintain in my lane, no shooting or no bleeding. I wasn't cut from the same cloth, but rather silk. Lyrics through the body good like 2% milk. I'm too old to make friends, so I'd rather make ends part and stop. Had to disappoint the ones they anoint. Too many luau senders only concerned with the hook. If you don't know the author, don't read the book. Piss on your head, convince you it's raining. I got 20 years in, and I'm still maintaining. Let's go. You know how it's going down. Stanza, official showboat sound. I showboat to it, showboat to it, I showboat to it, like I know I can do it. I showboat to it, I showboat to it, I showboat to it, like I know I can do it. I showboat to it, showboat to it, showboat to it, like I know I can do it. I showboat to it, I showboat to it, I showboat to it.
Telling me I'm good at what I do. I'm quick to move. I have a mean mugger making chick moves. I extra pep in they step when trying to get through. I'm talking high pitched voices when they pleading. They fifth time a year is bitching this, that's they season. You trying to eat a grown mean meal, but you teething. You like a blind dude trying to see words to read them. Whatever we could probably pop bottles, have a meet and bring the hook back again for what I does. This the reason.
Hey!
Look, I ain't playing, homie. I'm about it, all the money, cars, and plus the ladies on me.
Oh!
See how I does it, man, it's real here. You best be real clear, I'm something you should fear.
Hey!
Look, I ain't playing, homie. I'm about it, all the money, cars, and plus the ladies on me.
Oh!
See how I does it, man, it's real here. You best be real clear, I'm something you should fear. My swag a bit too complex to digest, so I vibe, get dressed, homie, save your breath. Any track I make, hot, I'm certified chef. I'm an issue, human missile, so you hit the deck. I cause wreck while blame, this what I'm supposed to do. And biddies get pretty when they know I'm approaching through me. I normally keep a straight face like the poker dude. It's normally Fetty with the Becky, that's the usual. I'm bred winner, them over there, that's the loser crew. My aura too bright to be seen with plain view. My flame all over, still they singing, I'm the same duke. I'm always keeping shit hotter, cause I ain't no fluke. You staying local, just watch me going coastal. Your boy on chill, still they swear I'm going coastal. It may be hard for you to even do what I does. I give a shrug, that's on you, and the reason is because.
Hey!
Look, I ain't playing, homie. I'm about it, all the money, cars, and plus the ladies on me.
Oh!
See how I does it, man, it's real here. You best be real clear, I'm something you should fear.
Hey!
Look, I ain't playing, homie. I'm about it, all the money, cars, and plus the ladies on me.
Oh!
See how I does it, man, it's real here. You best be real clear, I'm something you should fear. It's red berry in the cup, you know I'm getting swerve. But not them lightweight dudes, hurling on the curb. Team got the pick for the herb, talking big shit, but you small like a turd. You ain't gonna be flighted and a feather on a bird. You're out, straight green dirt. I'm at a level, dudes just trying to reach. My eyes on the blood suckers, yeah, they trying to leech. They say I'm stunting, but trust, I'm on my cool crew. Of course, I do this regular, homie, you foolish. Been told I'm new since, really flowing mutant. Either get rich or die trying, nigga, too since. I'm known to black out like them presidential tits. And every track I hear like a tool or a central pit. You gotta pardon me, like an apostrophe. Truth be told, I'm what you're saying is beyond the monster see. Look, I don't blame any dude try knocking me. But look, I'm tough, this the reason why I got to be.
Hey!
Look, I ain't playing, homie. I'm about it, all the money, cars, and plus the ladies on me.
Oh!
See how I does it, man, it's real here. You best be real clear, I'm something you should fear.
Hey!
Look, I ain't playing, homie. I'm about it, all the money, cars, and plus the ladies on me.
Oh!
See how I does it, man, it's real here. You best be real clear, I'm something you should fear.
Hey!
Just that Tony Stans featuring Will Porter and Tebow, that dummy shit. This joint is real hot, y'all. Check it out.
I get retarded, always want to get too dumb. I'm on that dummy shit. I'm about that dummy shit. I'm on that dummy shit. I'm about that dummy shit. Yeah, I get stupid. Stupid. I get dumb. I get retarded.
Still growling. I think it's time to eat. All you pussy ass rappers starting to look like raw meat.
chamber, ain't no mission. Pop like grease, came with precision. Made my decision, made my mind. Plan everything, I'll take my time. Ain't no mistake, it'll check my grind. Sheep with the fishes, cross that line. About my business, hitting switches, getting skriller, feeling fine. Switch your planes, kick up dust. Lock and load, who to trust? When I spit, you get hit. I be on my Harlem shit. I'm official, so legit. Opposition, counterfeit. Bang them all with just one clip. Say goodnight, cause I love this shit. Nigga, this shit here, coke to your brain. Sniff if you want, I'm no game. These are the rules, just who's playing. Look in my face, I ain't playing. You Jackie Chan, I'm Jet Li. You Peter Pan, I'm an MC. You slip and slide, I'm Gretzky. Don't test me, respect me. I'm so NY, don't get high. M-O-B, Y-S-Y. Reach for the sky like a simplify. Make it rain, we gon' rise. For Mass P and Sosa. Q beats and sculpture. Big Stu was poppin'. I stands him up, phone drop him.
Sure, give them the hook. All the time it took to make them threats. That beat don't want to pay their debts. Throwing up signs, claiming sex. When the war is on, you gon' send for the vets. Respect on the streets from the jump when they open up the pump. The block getting wet for sale or debt. Y'all niggas better jet when they get stupid and they get dumb. If they go hard, don't matter where you're from. It's easy to get body. Coming out the party, nigga drunk, pop the trunk and reach for the shotty. Same old story, we heard it a million times. Use the same words, use the same rhymes. They don't understand how to speak the language. They're not fluent, niggas is just truant. Never went to class on how to get cash. They was cutting, now they left for nothing. When I get stupid, stupid, I get dumb, dumb. Eating off your plate. Ain't leaving y'all a crumb on that dummy shit, huh? Your worst nightmare in a flash, stay fresh. Preside over Harlem with a bad man roam. A few in your dome, 24 to be exact. Nigga fuck a fallacy, I fuck the fact. Dick riding ain't allowed, the world is my crowd. The way I feel on your niggas, I make mama proud. When I get stupid, I get dumb. Eating off your plate won't be your crumb.
I get stupid, stupid.
Promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
You know what? Fuck Dirty Hell. Immortal Technique.
Got Kung Fu, nigga.
Killer Mike.
Fuck Terminator, nigga.
Brother Ali.
Fuck Rambo.
No. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. The ghetto is like a prison with invisible bars. No matter where you at, it always follows you where you are. And it's hard out there for a pimp to get out of. But it's harder for the hooker that he beat the shit out of. I got niggas underground in the Confederate States. Ironically running from slavery that prison creates. So I never hate on the South. I respect their vision. I just hate on niggas that promote Samboism and white execs that love to see us in that position. They reflect the stereotypes of America's vision. They want us dancing, cooning and hollering. Only respect us for playing sports and modeling. More than racism, it's staying your placism. Our people are trapped in practical black racism. So fuck a civil war between the North and the South. It's between fields, niggas and slaves that are stuck in the house.
Civil war for the soul of a nation. This is a struggle to save civilization. Demonstration overthrowing the occupation. The annihilation of mental colonization. Civil war for the soul of a nation. We fight for the future of our civilization. Destroy the corrupt government organization. Trying to survive cultural assassination.
Rich niggas, blood niggas, S.A. Asians. Why the fuck we born with each other's population? The devil
both nations. Why the separation? Why we got Jamaicans hating on Haitians? When the British and French rape both nations, Mexicans and blacks kill each other, straight hating. While the government profits from prison population. If you on the bottom, be you Anglo or Asian, you gotta recognize the realness in what I'm saying. You gotta recognize another G ain't the enemy. When the police ride and kill us frequently, we gotta make you see where the truth be. If you achieve, then grow and develop, GD. 50 years of gains and our people still poor. If we really run the streets, we should really end war.
Civil war for the soul of a nation. This is a struggle to save civilization. Demonstration overthrowing the occupation. The annihilation of mental colonization. Civil war for the soul of a nation. We fight for the future of our civilization. Destroy the corrupt government organization. Trying to survive cultural assassination.
Our hearts were torn apart just like y'all was. Watching towers full of souls called a torture. Every time we called your office, you ignored us. Now you're holding hearings on us all inside of Congress. Microscopes on us, asking where your heart is. My answer was in line with all of the founding fathers. I think Patrick said it best, give me liberty or death. I shall never accept anything less. You claim innocence, you play victimless. But you gave the kiss of death in the name of self-defense. Slavery and theft of other nations to the end of pacifying your citizenry with success. We believe in freedom, justice, security, but they're only sure when they're applied universally. So certainly if I rage against the machine, my aim was only to clean the germs out of the circuitry. Urgently putting fear inside your heart, make you burn Qurans and tell me not to build a mosque. Me, my wife and babies, we ain't never made you hard. We just want to touch our head to the floor and talk to God. Ask him to remove every blemish from our heart. The greatest threat of harm doesn't come from any bomb. The moment you refuse the human rights for just a few, what happens when that view includes you? Civil war.
That was my man, Immortal Technique. That was real fat right there, featuring Killer Mike, you know, and Chuck D. That joint is hot. That, you know, that's Kappa's peeps, you know, threw that at me real hot. I like that, man. Good big shout out to Immortal Technique, one of the hottest rappers in the game always. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats don't know about, you know, Stronghold and the whole crew. You know what I'm saying? I can name the whole Stronghold crew right now, but I'm just going to call them in one whole Stronghold, you know, because there's a few of them. You know, I'm going to give a big shout-out to them brothers. They was doing their thing underground. Big shout-out to my man Jess James doing his thing over there, EAW. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to him, you know. Jess James is going to come on the show, too, a little bit, too. He's going to come to the station and do a couple of little shows with me in the future. You know what I mean? That's my man, Jess James. We go way back to when they used to call Jess James Little Cool Breeze, man. You know, we go back to that. So we're going to bring Jess James on here. We're going to talk about the days of the transformation from Jess James, from Cool Breeze to Jess James. Because he was hot and fire when he was Cool Breeze, you know. It was a little thing, I think it was a little discrepancy. Enough of that cat that came out in the Dirty South called Cool Breeze, and, you know, at the time. But, you know, a lot of people feel that Jess James was the original Cool Breeze. He just didn't have a deal, you know what I mean, but on the flow. But, you know, he ended up changing his name to Jess James anyway, did his thing, and now he's a host. You know, he's doing his thing, and he battles. You know, he's part of the battles. He's getting down with himself, too. We were supposed to have P. Stacks on the show today, but he got caught up in some things. He's getting ready for a battle. I told my man I'd catch up with him. You know what I'm saying? I understand. You know, things happen. You know what I'm saying? Things happen. Well, you know, anyway, you know, we do what we do at at Beef Stew Radio. We keep it going all day. Getting back to that Taylor Armstrong thing, man. She also was been saying, y'all, that she's been receiving death threats ever since she made her confession about what's going on. You know, ever since she went on, she said she felt like I brought it to television and to my household because I thought it would be better, you know. And, you know, things just didn't work out for that with her like that. You know, we're talking about Taylor Armstrong from the Bravo reality TV show, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, you know. she, you know, she gets real in her books. You know, she wrote a book about her husband Russell's suicide, and she gets real about her book real so deep that, you know, they calling her a demon, and she has an alter ego, and they saying she's trying to make money off the book, and it's supposed to be a good book. You know, I interview a lot of people with their books on Monday, me and the Capper, so, you know, maybe we could get Taylor Armstrong on that show and see what we could do about that. But, yeah, basically that's what they're saying, that, you know, Russell's suicide and abuse, and, you know, that's bug because everything unfolded on television, and that was something, you know, that they're kind of getting concerned now about with reality TV show. If you look at Love and Hip Hop, you see that it was a lot of bitter people on Love and Hip Hop when they went back to and they spoke to the Lady Mona, and they all were sitting down and having their conversation with them. A lot of them, you know, Jim Jones, especially Jim Jones and Chrissy, they, you could tell they felt like they didn't feel like their lives were portrayed right, you know. Mama Jones, she doing her thing. I got to get her track and play it on here, man, you know. She, you know, she's making music. You know, God bless her, you know what I'm saying? She's doing her thing. You can't even fault her or get mad at her. She's doing her thing. Whether the song, you know, whether the song is whatever, you know, just for her to be, you know, somebody, a rapper's mother, to come out and make a song that people is actually jamming to, you know. Come on, y'all. Let's keep it real. That's like if my moms or your moms or anybody's moms made a song and they was jamming to it. Some rappers might get mad at that, especially if your mom's got a song that's out popping more than yours. That's not the case for Jim, but that would be the case for some rappers. You know, some rappers be like, my mom's record is pumping more than my record. And, well, I ain't even got a record. My mom's record's on, you know. You know, but, you know, that's real fly that a brother can open the doors for his moms in the rap game, you know. You got to look at the money-making aspect of that. Being who he is and what they did on Love & Hip Hop gave his moms the opportunity to branch off and brand herself and her name and her shirts and everything, and gave Mom Dukes the chance to get her own money, not just when you become rich and you take care of your mother. You know, it's even deeper than that. It's when he became rich and gave his moms an outlet to get her own money. And, you know, I also heard that she was making man handbags, my man R.J. Dapp. Speaking of R.J. Dapp, give a shout-out to R.J. Dapp. R.J. Dapp is another host who we plan on bringing on this show, and he will have the top 40. R.J. Dapp will deal with, you know, basically he deals with the top 40 music of all time. You know what I'm saying? You know, stuff, you know, stuff that I don't even really listen to. I'm going to be honest with you. But R gets down with that, and a lot of people love that, and that he brings a great show. And, you know, he breaks it down to the old Frankie Crocker type of style. You know, I always say it like that, because R throws the little rap. You know, because he's an old school guy, and he throws a little rap, but he keeps it fly. Well, anyway, you know, he was telling me that Jim Jones' moms has some man bags that she was doing, and she's bringing out, supposed to be nice joints for the brothers to be holding on, you know, keeping stuff in there. And when we say man bag, don't, you know, brothers, don't be talking about, you know, I'm going to keep my gun in there. You know, the brothers, they see the bag, they want to buy the bag because it looks nice. But to make themselves feel macho, they won't put their, you know, them, you know, the stuff that you carry in your wallet or stuff that you want to hold down, because it starts feeling like a purse. It's a man bag. It ain't a purse. It's a bag made for a man. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't got to put, to make yourself feel good, you got to put the knife or the brass knuckle or the guns up in there, you know, because that's what dudes do, you know. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? We still talking about the real demons or the real house wives, Taylor Armstrong. And it's bug because, you know, she got no love on the show. Like, they be really dissing her. They be sitting there dissing her to the point where she can't even sit down with them. You know, this Real Housewife thing is making a lot of money. Big shout out to Shawnee O'Neal. You know, she's getting paid. Ka-bang, ka-bang, ka-bang. You know, she got a couple of joints out there. So, you know, just big shout out to her. I don't know, you know, but the thing is that I just wish a lot of them more would be housewives. I'll give the biggest shout out to me, like I always say, to Lala. Lala's doing her thing, you know. I think her show is more positive, and it puts some black women in a better light, and I think that's what we need out there. I don't think that we always need to be fighting, you know. You know, the one show that I like that's wild but I love is the Jersey Shore. Jersey Shore is crazy. You know, it's crazy. You gotta like those guys, you know. They get into stuff, But, you know, they get into party fun stuff. They have had their days and their times where they had, you know, dangerous situations. But, you know, you got to like Jersey Shore. They're fun. They're very, very fun. You know what I'm saying? I like Snooki. I like Jay Wild. You know what I'm saying? You know, I like them all. You know what I'm saying? The fellas is cool. You know, they got it. That's a great job to have. You go out and sell T-shirts, and then you go home and party all day. You know, that's their job, sell T-shirts and party. So and the guy, you got to think about the guy who owns the store to sell the T-shirt. He's getting paid because he got the Jersey Shore staff selling T-shirts. That's like people coming in to see a star, their favorite reality TV star at your show selling T-shirts. So this dude is making quadruple money, you know, and then he got them living in his house. So, you know, just think about it. He's making crazy money. That was one of the greatest ideas I thought myself. So, once again, we out here. It's cold outside now. It was a nice day today, you know. Walked around, did some things, you know what I'm saying. I will be on tomorrow night after K. Nicole. You know what I mean? I'm going to be on doing the ladies' night thing. After K. Nicole do her thing and do the ladies' night thing, I'll be on playing more music for the ladies' night. I'll be playing music for the ladies all night tomorrow night. So you can tune in to me after ladies' night tomorrow, 11 p.m. K. Nicole, she'll be doing her thing. Make sure you do that. Everybody loves ladies' night. She's doing her thing. She's blowing up. Everybody loves K. Nicole. She's blowing up real heavy. I feel you, K. Nicole. I'm glad that you are an addition to the Beef Stew Radio family. Then I'll be back here for the Uptown Saturday night. Y'all know y'all love that when I just get down. I'm going to get real busy this time. You know, I'm gonna dig in the crates. I'm going to get real busy for the 2 hours Uptown Saturday night. I will be doing that from 11 to 1 p.m. On Saturday. Make sure you tune in for that. And then I'll be back here again with my homies throwing down a tasty, delicious drinks and food with the Taste of Hip Hop Cooking with my man Kev. Get his cook on and drinks on Russ. You know how we do it. We have a lot of fun. So, you know, I'll be back here with them on Sunday. Then once again, I'll be back with the Capper on Monday and back with Taste of Hip Hop on Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 11 p.m. So, you know, it's going down. I'm a very busy man, you know, but I like the support that y'all been giving Beef Stew Radio. Thanks for shouting out. You know, once again, give a shout out to hiphop.com, you know what I'm saying? Thanks for giving us a lot of love. You know what I'm saying? They tune in, you know, make sure y'all support hiphop.com. You know what I'm saying? Give a shout out to Block Beat Entertainment. Give a shout out to P-Dash Media. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check P-Dash Media. We have a lot of things on P-Dash Media. You know, we're on P-Dash Media. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's my family affiliate network. You know what I'm saying? My man Kappa, he runs that real heavy. He's doing real big things with that. So make sure y'all check that out. We'll be promoting the Taste of Hip Hop Cooking TV show real soon. You know, we're going to be doing it live with an audience and, you know, playing videos and basically, you know, Russ and Kev is going to be making drinks right there for you guys to taste, for people in the audience to taste. So it's going to be real big. We're making a big thing out of that. You know, we're going to be doing that. Once again, getting ready for the summer for you guys that's out there looking for a team in the Showboat Classic on East Harlem. You could hit me on the email right now and I can throw some information. And also, I want you to know if you're an artist out there and you're trying to get featured on, the Underground Showcase with DJ Big Stu, you can hit this email to djbigstu@yahoo.com. You know what I'm saying? djbigstu@yahoo.com. I just want you to do that, you know, and send your music. Or if you're trying to get a team, send your information on your team, and I'll get back at you real soon. But if you're a new artist, just send your music. You know what I'm saying? I play everything, man. You know, if that's new. Now, I can, you know, I get so much new music, I can't guarantee you what day you'll be played, but, you know, guarantee now you'll be played. But if you want to be a featured artist, and that makes that, you know, that your music get played all show, you do a whole 2-hour show with you and your music being played, you know what I'm saying, and we interview you and you get yourself out there, there's a lot of exposure, you can definitely contact us at 347-827-1254. 347-827-1254, and that's the Beef Stew Radio office, and, you know, somebody get back with you and explain to you the details on how you could do that, and that's called, you know, you could be a featured artist on the you know, underground showcase, and I will, you know, sit down with you, chat with you, we'll expose you, and we'll take some callers on you and get you reviewed. It's a great way to get yourself open to the public, you know. We definitely trying to help a lot of rappers here on Beast Dude Radio, so call in and make sure you do that. Once again, that number is 347-827-1254, and that's for to find out how can you be a featured artist on the Underground Showcase with DJ Big Stu. Well, I'm going to get back into my last little bit of music, you know, and then it's going to be done for the night, you know what I'm saying? I'm here every Thursday night on the Underground Showcase playing the best artists from the underground, up-and-coming new artists, doing my thing with that, you know what I'm saying? I'm real proud of that. When I'm saying I'm real proud of that, I'm not saying I'm real proud of myself. I'm real proud of these underground artists who send their music to me, and so I can expose them to the world, you know what I'm saying? Because you never know who's the next Lil Wayne, who's the next whatever, you know? Send me as many songs as you can, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, the more songs you send, the better your chances are to get played. Some of the songs will be in rotation, but also, like I said, if you want to become a featured artist, which includes promotion and a lot of aspects, you have to call up 347-827-1254. It's DJ Big Stu on the showcase.
Yeah.
Some more music, man.
This song.
This one right here, this is a little joint that I got. This is Little Boozy, man. This is a joint never heard before, only heard on Beef Stew Radio, this version right here. My man Punk Dog out there in Louisiana, Shreveport. Big shout to you, fam. Corey Sosa, thanks for sending me the joint.
Somebody sing for me.
faster than a couple years after that. Her son got hit with a 50-round clip massacre. This life is scary, so many obituaries. It's the Reaper named Jason Apelli who came, got my
nigga
dad.
Popped him out in his hand, hit him from his chest through his back, and left him leaking in the ditch because he was trying to pull a jet.
Mr. Grim Reaper.
Mr. Grim Reaper.
Leave them alone.
Go on, go on.
Hey, get away from here. Get away from here. Hey, bye-bye, Mr. Grim Reaper. Bye-bye, Mr. Grim Reaper. Yeah. Go on. Yeah.
Black Columbia. Black Ops. Madame Madon. Devin Messina.
I'ma show you how to sex pink jeans tucked into the boots, riding clean wood leather sunroof. So, ladies, if you got it, walk it slow. Turn, let the mother chicks look and learn how to sexy. Show them how to sexy. Ladies, if you got it, walk it slow.
I'ma show you how to sexy. I'm so much more than a ghetto diva. My whole style magnifique stiletto fever. I heard that from Jada. That's why they like to hate on moi. But I ain't never really needed much to truly be fly. I used to cop those little earrings from the beauty supply. I used to cop a little fit and go and rep at the spot. Even then they had to respect what I got, or rather respect what I had. Even in the little white beaded jeans and pumps, I was getting it. Real mean, why the speaker thump? I was showing them nobody rockin' how I rock it. Fast forward the sound, now I'm flyin' in the cockpit. Flyin' in my leather bubble hoodie, lining ostrich. Your car looking foreign, but my car look like a Martian. I remember when I got the truck, now the Toyota Tonka. I want the Batmobile now, I want that Kota Tonka. I'ma show you how to sexy with the cars and labels. Start the bottle service up and give me all them tables. This is high step sexy bitch, far from cable. This is satellite sexy, I'm on all the stations. Madonna broadcast is a hot broadcast. Ambition is so sexy, get off your ass. Sexy 101, go get your notepads. Or just take heed, watch me when I'ma
show you how to sexy.
Sexy
jeans tucked into the boots, riding clean with leather sunroof. So, ladies, if you got it, walk it slow.
Got that stuff that'll make them lose their marbles. We'll check that box and circle yes and let me know you swallow. He check my fresh, he jack my fresh, and now you know what follows. Cause these are Christian Louboutins, these are not from Aldo. I deserve the ball, look what my heart been through. I got expensive taste, bitch, yes, shark fin soup. And I'm buying my niggas nice things if they got their pipe game. Shiny gold wrappers by the champagne on the nightstand. Baby father hate me now, he say I'm acting sedity. He say I'm acting the fool. I say he acting a pity, but I ain't tripping, no. My real niggas wanna get with me. My body come from the country, my sexy come from the city. Sexy come from the gritty, gutter way I get it down. I'm living comfy, so miss me with that stress, go sit it down. What you want from me? Life is short, I wanna spend it how I wanna. Tu comprende, bitch, get it, now I'm sexy.
Sexy jeans tucked into the boots, riding clean with leather sunroof. So, ladies, if you got it, walk it.
Bills, you clean your crib, make sure your nails and fingers did. Take care of the basics. If you're treating you, then treat your kids. You give, you will receive. That's where the genius is. I earn, so dudes be trying to learn what size my ring finger is. I don't need a hobby right now. I'm busy running minds. I smile and bet my eyelashes. Then I let them run their lines. They think I'm super sweet, like a Mrs. Duncan Hines. They want me saying Baker back, but I got a plane to catch. See you when I see you. You got game, but I got game to match. See, that's what they recognize. That's how I be getting guys. Money intimidating, so all bitches get petrified. Money I'm getting my own, they need more to get my time. I ain't got it, I get it, so Some chicks just don't get the grind. I grind it like bad breaks, grind it till it's quitting time. Patience and perseverance is just too what a gift of mine. The other P, well, let's just say I'm in my prime.
I'm sexy,
jeans
tucked into the boots, riding clean wood under the sunroof.
Yeah,
Yeah, this new joint from Smoke D, put that on everything. Big shout out to Smoke D and all the people out in Texas. Big shout out to Southern Style Entertainment, B. Brandon Black. My man, do what you do.
Nigga, this a doll, bitch, I'm back up in it. Soldier leaning, blowing, kush behind windows, pretending. Keep that pistol on the left, a nigga trapping on me. Hope you don't take this as a rap, cause I ain't rapping, homie. Yeah, you talking, have my niggas pull that heater on ya. Drop that low and tell them put that diesel legal on ya. You mean nothing to me, pimping, I don't give a fuck. You fuck with me and you gon' get more than your feelings hurt. See these niggas, they ain't about it, they just cream puff. All of that talking they be doing make them seem tough. Don't come around me with that faking, I can read that. You got pussy and you bitchin', I can see that. I don't need that, okay, you can keep that. And if you got a problem with it, I can see that. Please believe that, black on black with G-swag. Choppers with the ski mask, push your fucking teeth back. Nigga, okay, if you want it, come and get it. Boy, I'm paper chasing, so you know I'm trying to get it. Fuck her if she bad, yeah, you know I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to tell you, nigga, I'm the realest. And I put that on everything, put that on everything. Put that on everything, put that on everything. I put that on everything, put that on everything. Put that on everything, put that on everything. I got my people with me, pimping, yeah, it's going down. Right before I shut it down. When I walk inside this bitch, okay, bitch, look, I'm ready. Yeah. I bust your melon with that weapon, bitch, and keep the stepping. Yeah. Smelling like a pound of dro, mixed with cool water. Yeah. I wish a nigga would, I hit him with this cool water. Yeah. I keep that burner on me, bitch, you better recognize. Don't bring it to me if you ain't trying to get televised. Nigga say he want it with me, I don't think he do. Want it with me like you say, then nigga bust a move. Somebody get his bitch a Oscar, he got something to prove. All that acting like a bitch gon' make me draw the two. If you want it, come and get it, say bitch bring it on. Double strap, one for your bitch and bitch one for your dome. I put one in your dome, get that nigga play the chrome. Then go find your bitch and tell that bitch to give me dome. Nigga, okay, if you want it, come and get it. Boy, I'm paper chasing, so you know I'm trying to get it. Fuck her if she bad, yeah, you know I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to tell you, nigga, I'm the realest. And I put that on everything, put that on everything, put that on everything, put that on everything. I put that on everything, put that on everything, put that on everything, put that on everything.
Yeah, this nigga got something to say.
Yeah.
Don't want to say it to a nigga face.
Never want to
holding your lips on a nigga and shit.
Always holding your lips.
Like you really know what you're doing, nigga. You don't know what you're doing when you're fucking with a nigga like me. I'm too fucking real for this shit. I play no games with you bitch ass niggas. You need to understand that.
I hope you understand.
I'm real to the motherfucking bone, bitch. Shout out to my motherfucking studs one time, my nigga. That's how we do it. Believe that.
Yeah, you bitch ass niggas don't really understand what time it is.
Then he got tongue tied, started looking to the
Big shout out to my girl Forever. This is Forever out of Connecticut. She be throwing it down real hard. Got Connecticut on lock. You know, VIP Barbies and all that. Big shout out to Forever out of Connecticut. Do your thing, girl.
Love your style of dress, that hat is too fly. Your ice is on point, yes I am impressed. Ain't seen nothing moving like you in a minute. First date got me digging down, ooh you forget it. Think I love him, yeah I think I love him already. Emotions spread, I'm feeling unsteady. My girl's like, she's playing herself. Mad cause I got you first, and I'ma keep you to myself.
But your girl, I'm no more.
Take a sip and hit the stout.
It for your boy, man. I want to thank all of y'all that have been up with me all night, you know, from 11 to 1 p.m., you know, almost 1 p.m. I stopped right a little bit before 1 p.m. But once again, I want to make sure y'all all tune in tomorrow night to my homegirl, Kay Nicole, with Ladies Night. It's going to be a great show. She has an interview with Betty Brown. That's a woman publisher. That's a woman that published over 30 books, you know what I'm saying? She's a very interesting lady. She's going to kick it on the empowerment of women and, you know, and women who out there writing books and want to write books and stuff like that. So if you out there and you write books and you're interested in learning how to publish your book or where you can publish your book, there's a woman out here that's helping a lot of people publish their book. Her name is Betty Young. She will be on Ladies Night tomorrow with Kay Nicole. That's going to be a very interesting show. I will definitely be in the building on the Wheels of Steel, you know what I do. And once again, also, check me out on the Uptown Saturday night, 11 p.m. I'll be throwing it down real hard on Saturdays, getting funky. A lot of y'all like that. And I'll be back here again, once again, on the Wheels of Steel with my boys. Like I always tell you, Taste the Hip Hop Cooking. You never know what's going to go down on that show. Taste the Hip Hop Cooking, you know, that's the show where we bring you the hottest recipes. We bring you the fattest music. You know what I mean? We put it all together in one thing with a lot of fun. And you can also call in and speak and tell us about how you feel and what you feel. Also, you always tune into the Monday Night Talk with me and the Kappa. You know what we do. We lay it down real hard that night. We always have a special guest who wrote a book. You know, so if you love reading books and you're interested in finding what's a new book out, you can tune in on Monday nights at 11:30 p.m. with me and the Kappa on the Monday Night Talk. You know what I'm saying? On a, you know, Stewart Up Talk, and we do what we do then. And you know. You know how we do it. Once again, I want to thank everybody for supporting BeefStewRadio.com. We are new, but we are number one in Harlem. We represent Harlem best very well, and, you know, we represent to the world. You know what I mean? That's what we do. We bring the world the best of the best of the best. We're stirring up the best talk on the net. So, once again, like I told you, if you're one of them cats out there and you're trying to get yourself out there and you're trying to get yourself exposed and you got like an album or a mixtape that you want to do and you would like to be on a featured artist, you know, you could even still send your music to me at djbigstew@yahoo.com, or you can call 347-827-1254. Somebody will get at you and, you know, explain to you the details on what it takes to do that. And, you know, love to have you on the show, love to expose you on the show. But you can also just send your music. And like I said, I don't know when I'll play it, but I play everything. So,
this pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew.